want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
G.D. Wright. No. Hello. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on.
I know
Joe.
Right.
Oh, yes.
You got it right, Radar.
Joe.
Yes.
Joe Willie Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger.
Say it, my man.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Yeah. Rock on, Joe.
Because you only rock once.
Right. That makes it official.
Right. Thanks. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Oh, Joe? Joe?
Yes?
What are your plans for this weekend?
Yeah.
Since we've got a pretty nice little Saturday plan.
I'm going to go to Home Depot.
You get it.
We went to the Olive Garden, which was lovely.
Right.
Never-ending breadsticks and soup.
You like family.
Going to give the dog a bath.
Yeah.
Going to drink some beers.
Right. What about Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to watch football, obviously.
Obviously, I'm going to watch football.
Gotta watch football.
Slow down, mi amigo.
Joe?
Yes?
Okay. Has the weekend officially started for you?
I've had a full day already.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I got up at 7 a.m.
Did you really?
Why?
You know what he did today?
What did he do?
He got his picture taken.
Oh, that thing for the website?
Oh,
you
fantastic.
Got your picture taken, Joe?
Yeah, man, it was fun. But it was kind of exhausting. It was a little bit long, and then yeah. I had to fight traffic coming
it's
back.
It's a celebrity. It's the life of being a celebrity,
What was
Joe?
The total time commitment on the photo shoot?
You mean including driving?
Yeah, okay, yeah, you can include that. Come on, man.
Come on, Joe.
8:30, 4 hours.
Wow.
4 hours.
Mike, remember, though, that's Joe speed.
How many costume changes?
Three or four.
How much time in the makeup chair?
None.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he's
no
like Cable. He doesn't wear makeup.
No makeup necessary for Ardinger.
I'm pretty.
And Joe, and we're all really getting real pictures taken for our...
Some of Frida's, they look fantastic.
Some of our websites.
Tasteful?
Did you see the nudes?
Yes.
The glamour shots.
Yes.
This is Ardinger.
That's why I spent an extra hour at the studio.
That's wonderful.
All right. Goodbye. Oh, are you wearing your Stones hat in any of the pictures?
No,
you are not.
Heinous.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Happy weekend. Good day to you.
Can't get my picture taken. They won't answer my calls.
There. Oh, yeah. I talked to Carrie, and she can make it, so you can't go on
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, see, I'm squeezed out again. No. Really?
We'll run one of your old pictures for Matthew Brady.
We're getting pictures taken for our website.
Yes, that's right. DonandMikeWebsite.com coming soon. We've got to get you in there. Get your picture taken, Mike. I'd like to have it. I'd like to have a picture of you and I together. Can we do that?
Oh.
Can we do that?
Oh, man.
That would be nice. I mean, there should be, you know, like one of those things, you know.
The duo.
You know.
Pyramid. Why do we always get pictures taken when I'm at the top of the roller coaster? I'd love just once to be at the bottom of the roller coaster. You know what? You could look at me and say, maybe because you're at the top of the roller coaster far too often.
We've waited to have the...
No, we haven't waited. This is 2 weeks ago we
started. No, it's been 7 years since we've had our picture taken.
It's really been
it
7 years?
It has been 7 years since we've had a picture taken. Right. And you had said repeatedly over the 7 years, you really want a new picture.
Yeah, 40 pounds ago I wanted a new picture.
You know, this guy does his work digitally.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
he could give
oh,
the
yeah.
illusion.
Well, I'm tan.
Well, he wouldn't need to change the color.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, we'll do it. We'll do it sometime soon.
Okay, well, let's schedule. Well, Mike, come on. You and I got to get in there together.
Okay.
To get this done. So, how about next week? Come on. Go on a crash diet right now.
I'm on a crash diet.
Okay.
I've lost 5 pounds this week.
Okay, very good. You know, you're a beautiful man. Just come have your picture taken with me.
End of next week, maybe?
End of next week will be fine. Friday next? Make it a week from today?
All right.
Oh, come on.
No, you're like me, though. You like to get your picture taken when your weight is down and you're looking pretty.
Yeah.
I remember we had that one 7 years ago. That was right when you said you were looking fit.
Anytime.
Right after you lost a tremendous amount of weight.
The whole time that we've worked together, anytime you ever want to get a picture taken, I've never said no.
Well, I've never asked.
And I've never asked either. It's been when...
And I'm not asking to get a picture taken, though.
But I'm asking now because are you my partner or not in this website venture?
I am.
Okay, then we got to have a picture of you.
All right.
So you got to have a picture taken.
Yeah, okay.
Come on,
all
please.
Right.
We love you for you. Just be you and have your picture
taken.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't
thanks.
Go changing.
All right.
Try to
all of you, fine. I'll get it taken.
All right, good. Good, we'll get one of those.
You ever suck the jelly out of a jelly?
We'll get one of those crazy, like, back-to-back shots.
Oh, that'll be good.
One of those crazy back-to-back where we're both looking at the camera. Or maybe we can do the thing where...
At least the back of my head won't be shown.
We do the thing where we're drinking champagne, but the arms are intertwined.
Sure.
Do that thing. Oh, that would be nice. That.
Well, if it's you and I there, it'll be brief.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like they always are.
Guaranteed.
Just brief.
Right. Guaranteed.
Just brief.
Maybe like a prom photo. You could be under a trellis of roses.
Rob.
That was the last picture.
Rob Speedbump.
Yeah.
Incidentally, wrote a wonderful ad lib for me.
Yes, please.
Oh, good.
Say, listeners, you deserve a nice treat. Pleased to be joining my best friend, Rob Spiewak, at Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax.
Rob's doing another appearance.
Yeah. From 1:30 till 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. Come enjoy Rob's particular brand of fun.
I don't think anybody...
Peculiar.
I don't think anyone should come to that appearance.
Peculiar, particular.
I don't think anybody should come to that appearance unless Rob Spiewak agrees to ride a motorcycle around the parking lot.
Ask to see his hog.
Well, that would be the final appearance, then.
And listen, we're running late. I don't want to do the groaners. However,
right?
There is a joke
okay. That
would have made us laugh yesterday.
Yeah.
And we may reinvent and resurrect,
mm-hmm.
make us laugh today to give
Very
away
good.
The trip.
Right.
Because
That's
we
good.
Tried it yesterday.
All right.
Rob got me in the hall with this and said, I guarantee this would make you guys laugh.
Okay, I should be at the Cabo Wabo.
It made me laugh.
All right, let's go.
Mike, I'm putting Rob's home phone number on the line.
All right.
And if you don't laugh, I'll give out Rob's home phone
number. Very good. I'm ready for it.
Two guys are in a bar. One of them says to the other, he says, you know, I could have sex with any woman in this bar that I want. He says, what's your secret? He says, I'm a rapist.
God. Oh, did you laugh?
I did laugh.
I'm calling.
You laugh.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you got to give me a hey now.
Hey now!
Wow,
that would surprise me.
Every thought in me.
Funny though, right? See, we now we're laughing.
Everybody,
oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Now we're laughing.
Oh,
yeah. Now it's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Now the show's on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Let's get retarded now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hello.
With one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Indiscretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Nordstrom Cafe and all the ships at sea. They love to scratch and wipe always.
Hey.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. And okay, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hello.
Here. A Don and Mike show, new episode on this Friday, 09-2404.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
See, it's like a low-key thing for you.
A mellow thing,
button.
I like that.
Here's the phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636 from Canada. Pleased to be calling 800-636-1067. Also from Mexico, same thing there. And D.C., 202-432-1067.
All right.
Let's see. It was my birthday just week, less than a week ago.
Right. Yeah, totally, less than a week ago.
Totally ignored by everybody on the show. But that's okay. I'm past it. I only bring up birthdays because there is someone celebrating a birthday who really does deserve to have some special day, some special recognition. She's a lady who works here at the radio station. Yeah. Her name is J-La. J-La!
J-La!
Lotta! Lotta. Joan Lotta. Uh-huh. Now, in this radio station, this sweatshop that we work in,
right,
there's a place where it's like worse conditions than any Nike shoe factory in some third world country. Right. It's a place that Kathy Lee Gifford wouldn't have her clothes made in.
They work very hard keeping this radio station going. And in their spare time when they're back there, they also manufacture soccer balls.
There are two women who keep this radio station on the air. And their names are Robbie Gomez and Joan Lotta.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple of months ago, maybe even quicker than that. One day we brought them wine and cheese back there. Well, today is Joan Lotta's birthday.
Oh, yes, it is.
And we have a little
29.
Something.
Right,
we have a little something. If someone, Joe, if you would please bring Joan in here.
Is she here?
Here she is.
Happy birthday, Joan.
Yeah. Lovely
happy
Joan
birthday,
Lotta.
Joan.
Hi, Joan.
There you go. And she's got a shirt on that says Volleyball Mom.
Now, Joan, if you'd grab that mic. I know you're unaccustomed to being on air. How long have you worked at this crap hole?
7 years.
7 years.
Seven long, grueling years, isn't that right?
Yes.
Has your birthday ever been recognized by the station?
Just once.
Just once?
It was once. Really?
Really? When was that?
It was the first year I was here.
Oh, so it's been 6 years.
People who are no longer with us
took
me to lunch.
Really?
Well, isn't Jeremy that nice? Coleman. And Jimmy McClure, actually.
Oh, and Jim McClure.
That was an all-girl lunch.
Lucky you.
Wow.
Would you have a tea party?
Boy, what a great...
Yeah, little tiny cups.
Anyway, Joan, you know, listen, you and Robbie really bust balls back there. And congratulations on your birthday. I won't ask your age. We have a gift for you. Now, we read yesterday on the show that Americans eat an average of 30 pounds of cheese per year.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. This was a story that was on the Associated Press. Would you please bring it in right now?
This is the gift. Now, you remember you had your one wine and cheese party back there.
Roll on the wheel.
And what we have given you is something very special.
Joan, in front of you now, and please unwrap it. Beth Ann, if you could get the microphone down there to get the sound of this. I'd love to hear Joan's reaction when she wins. Not wins, receives.
Receives as a gift from us.
30 pounds of cheese.
30 pounds.
A year's supply.
Wow. 30 pounds. Look at that. 30, look at that.
30 pounds of cheese.
Look what's
happy
in there.
Happy birthday, Joan. Congratulations.
Now, who handpicked the cheeses?
BA,
could you possibly go through the gift basket?
What type of cheese do we have? All the cheeses.
We have all kinds of cheese.
Oh, look at this.
Some gorgeous brie.
Oh, there's brie. Oh, what is that?
Oh, good.
Crumbled feta.
Okay.
Crumbled feta.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Swiss, Jarlsberg.
This oh, Jarlsberg. Is good cheese.
Oh,
yeah, we got 30 pounds worth.
Oh, we've got over here, we've got Pepper Jack.
Oh,
boy.
You probably said, did you forget about the provolone?
No.
Oh, that's great. Boy, I wish we could pop open the mozzarella.
Mike, we can't. It's a gift.
I'm sorry.
It's a gift for Joan. 30 pounds of cheese.
I'm sorry. I can't eat any. I'm having my picture taken next week.
Oh, my God. We have Gouda.
Big cheddar.
Gouda.
Oh.
Oh, now look at that. Now, keep that refrigerated
Parmesan.
After you. Oh, that's great Parmesan.
Oh, and some more mozzarella.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's good.
That nice mozzarella.
Cheese, right?
Look at that.
Classic cheddar, but it's
you going to eat this mozzarella? No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
let Joan enjoy her 30 pounds of cheese.
Oh, look at these.
Munster.
Oh, look at these wonderful cheeses.
Monster. That's what Tom Gavin calls it. Yeah, monster
right.
cheese.
Is that regular American?
Cheddar cheese.
Oh, wow, for burgers.
For burgers?
Oh, my God.
We have room to put cheese.
Kind of cheese.
Well, Joan, I only have one question for you. Do you have a freezer?
Yes, I do.
Because otherwise you're going to have some mold.
Yeah, cheese locker is going to overflow, Joan.
And I know sometimes the ladies, you know, we're thinking about our weight. Got light
Jarlsberg.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Joan, there it is for you. Yeah. And that, now you'll need help carrying that box because that is 30 pounds.
30 pounds.
Of cheese.
Heavy, dense cheese.
Man, happy birthday.
Can I just say, you can't argue with that Costco.
No, you can't.
No, really can't.
It reminded me a little of Target.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you, Bethany.
Hey,
that
hey,
nice.
Hey, watch your mouth, girl.
Girlfriend.
Okay.
That is great cheese.
Are you hearing
fabulous
me?
Fabulous cheese.
Anyway, Joan, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
And please remember that when you work at this armpit of a radio station, that we do appreciate what you do.
I
and enjoy 30 pounds of cheese.
That should take you through to our next.
You know, I try to think of all the lattes in the house.
It also occurred to me, Robbie and I could keep it here, and then we'd never have to leave.
Oh, I almost forgot to give you these mozzarella balls.
Mike?
Oh, those look so good. And look what it says on the cover. What's that?
3 pounds.
Those look great.
Those are big balls.
Cheese is not an entree.
From Maggio.
There you go.
Oh, what I'd love to dive into that.
Mike, we're getting our picture taken. Joan, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Joan.
Happy birthday, Lotta.
There you go. That is
Lotta.
Congratulations.
30 pounds of cheese.
What a great job Beth Ann did picking up those cheeses.
And you know what that was?
What?
That was our fromage homage. Joan.
Fromage homage.
And please, before you call, don't worry. Poor matchstick girl did not have to pay for the cheese herself.
Of course not. That's a lot of money.
I paid for the cheese.
But you paid for it?
Yeah, of
That's
course
very generous of you.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, I'll turn it in. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
But if you need me to go halvesies with you, I'll pay you at the photo shoot.
Okay. Or you know what? If you just show up at the photo shoot,
okay,
you don't have to pay the half of
All
the
right,
cheese.
I guess I'll have to be there then.
Be there or be square. Anyway, happy birthday, Joan.
Yeah.
I was hoping we'd have like a wheelbarrow or something, and I didn't know that when I said to Beth Ann, just go buy her 30 pounds of cheese.
Right.
I thought she would go to Costco and just get like the big, like the kind they get in Russia.
A big wheel?
Where you just get that one gigantic 8-pound block of cheese that a family's supposed to live on for,
all I'm thinking of
for
now,
months.
You can eat cheese on the Atkins diet, and I'm going to whisk out to Costco this weekend and get those little mozzarella balls. They look like they were soaked in olive oil and basil.
Ooh.
Those look so good. They do. They look so yummy.
Maybe a week after.
I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch. Actually, I did have lunch. I'm hungry anyway. How are you anyway?
Did you just order some food?
I did. I ordered some chicken breasts from Joe.
Oh, that's much better.
Nothing would make those better than a little ball of mozzarella on top of it.
Remember, you're getting your picture taken now.
I understand. I understand, Bruce.
Hold on. Here's another joke. Already? Come on. Please, save it for Make Us Laugh. James?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, James, now listen, you're one of these guys calling with a joke, and if the joke isn't funny, we give out your phone number, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, why don't you just wait? I think we're going to do Make Us Laugh today. Why don't you just wait till then?
What if you won?
Oh, I can do that.
So you can wait?
Yeah, I can do that.
I admire your patience.
Way to go, James.
That's a first.
James?
Yeah?
Just what was the setup to the joke? No, no penalty here.
Did you hear about the new paint color blonde?
Okay, the new paint color blonde?
Yep.
Yeah, see, it's a good thing that, you know what we're doing? This is like an intervention right now.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have won.
Not only should you not call in when we do the contest, you shouldn't have, it's a good thing we stopped this right here. We saved a life.
Now you can get your weekend started, and you don't have to trouble yourself.
Really, I was looking forward to calling my mother a whore, but I guess not.
Well, you've done it now.
You can still do that. Maybe she's listening. What's her first name?
No, that's all right.
If your mother lived in Canada, what town would she live in?
Warsville.
No. Toronto.
Toronto.
Ah.
Toronto.
Okay.
And what's your whore mom's first name?
Cindy.
Cindy the whore.
Sweet.
See, now you've made it even more special.
Now I'm happy. Now I can die today and I'll be happy.
Very good.
All right, goodbye. Have a good day. Are you going to kill yourself today?
No, not today. No.
All right. We've saved him.
Oh, that. Well, he said, now I can die, and I was just wondering, you know.
Well, I'm a police officer out here in Baltimore, so you never know by the end of the day.
We're going to let you off with a warning.
Baltimore City? I was hoping we could save two lives at once.
Hey, so one of those guys that serves, real tough guy, Baltimore City guy. All right, good. Good for you.
But are you on duty now?
Yeah.
Duty.
I don't necessarily know if I would live in your neighborhood, how secure I would feel knowing that Joe Law was calling the Don and Mike.
Are you in a cruiser?
With a
I actually work for a narcotics unit, so I'm not overly worked in the district that I'm in.
Do you have a siren in your car?
Yes, I do.
Would you turn it on?
If I do, it comes back, kicks back to the camera, and then I get in trouble later on if they do an auto.
I believe that.
Wow,
too.
Probably. Wow.
So hold on. Explain this to me now.
So it automatically keys your camera on if you turn the siren on?
Yeah, well, it keys the camera on, and it also, and sometimes our bosses will take the tapes out and look at them.
Review them.
And I guess what you're saying is your bosses wouldn't want to know that you turned on the siren because you were calling a radio show.
Right, exactly.
But if you just flipped it on real quick, couldn't you say your finger slipped?
Like a second, it'd be like a blip on the tape.
You know, just pretend that you're coughing or something.
One little boop.
You know, that you dropped a pen or spilled your coffee or something.
If you just, like, heat it for a second, it wouldn't matter.
You know what, man? They're firing guys left and right. The last thing I want to do is get fired for calling the Don and Mike.
I don't believe you're a police officer. How about that?
Well, how about I let that be your little secret?
I don't believe he's a police officer. He certainly doesn't sound like a Baltimore City police officer.
I think he is.
You do?
Well,
yeah.
I moved up here about 2 years ago.
Then you know what? I'm afraid we're going to have to hear your police scanner, your police radio.
That's it. Yeah.
I cranked it up, but it's pretty slow. I work out of Fell's Point, so it's not...
Listen, turn it on. There's got to be something happening there.
I got it cranked up.
Turn the squelch knob.
All I carry is a radio. I don't carry...
Yeah, well, you know what? Very easy. All cops do it 10 times a day. Do a radio check. I've caught you, haven't I? I've caught you. I've caught
control.
You in a lie.
Okay. 323 control, radio check.
As we wait?
Did you get it?
No. Of course we didn't get it.
No, but I want to say that sounded... pretty official.
Very, yes, of course.
It was like one out of 12.
He's a skilled liar.
You know what, Mike? I don't think this guy's lying.
I know he is.
I don't think he is.
I think he spent some time in a police car.
I'm waiting. Probably. We didn't hear anybody respond to you with your radio check.
They didn't respond back. They
called
back.
I'm a police officer.
Hello, where are you? Are you on the Donald Mike show?
Do one more.
You didn't even do it again?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we didn't hear anybody respond. Turn your radio up so we can hear him go, radio check.
I had my radio turned all the way up.
No, we would have heard it.
All right.
Hold your... All right, what?
I had it back up, so it's probably not picking up on my cell phone, so...
No, hold on.
You got to give us something.
Here's the deal, dude.
Lying.
Okay, tell you what. Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do for you.
What?
He's gone.
Did you get that? I just turned it up. Somebody was talking.
No, listen... I'm afraid that I'm going to have to go on the other side unless you turn your siren on.
He doesn't have a siren. He doesn't have a radio.
Turn your siren on for one half of a second.
And you know what? It's very easy because we'll get the other officers that are calling, that are listening right now, that can probably confirm that little story, that little charade about keying the camera.
Yeah, how long have you guys asked cops to turn on their siren?
I don't think we've ever gotten a negative.
They always
do. And there's never been even...
Hold on. We've got a listener who's in this guy's alleged area. Dave?
Yes. How you doing?
Dave, James, the cop?
Yes.
James, will you give us your location so that our listener can come find you? You said you didn't have a lot of activity in your neighborhood.
Yes, we'd like to have this listener come and find you so you can show him your badge.
I'm sitting down by the Pier 5 Hotel.
By the Pier 5?
By the ESPN Zone and all that.
Uh-huh. By the Pier 5 Hotel.
I'm sitting down.
You're more in the Inner Harbor. I'm down, I'm on Thames and Broadway.
I think what we need is an officer to tell us. Hold on.
If a guy was on a narcotics or any type of undercover, like watching for something, he wouldn't say on the radio where his location was.
He
would. Well, I'm not working like anything like that. This is actually an off-duty job for me. So
wait a minute.
Hold on.
An off-duty job?
Hold on. Now I understand that a lot of cops do other jobs.
Yeah.
And are you not on the clock today for being a cop?
No, I'm not on the clock today we carry our radios with us, and in this case, I have this particular cruiser, but we are not on the job as in, like, I'm not on the clock with the department today. No.
Well, then all we need is just a little yelp on the siren or a radio check that we can actually hear the response to.
I turned it up, guys.
All right, hold on.
We didn't hear it.
Hold on a second. We have other police officers.
There we go. Great. Finally.
Here is Matt. You got that name right? Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Maryland Cop, hi, what's your name?
Don and Mike Show?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, this is T.C. McGowan. I work out of the Northeast District.
How you doing? Can you pinpoint...
Ask him what his sequence number is.
He's right here. You can ask him yourself.
James, what's your sequence number?
James,
are you there?
He just hung up.
Victory.
He's not a cop, guys.
No. Victory!
Thank you. A sequence number would be a letter followed by three numbers.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
That one is for you,
Good
Mike.
Job.
Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you get the thing.
Way to go. Thank you.
Are you in your cop car right now, sir?
I'm actually working the 4 to 12 shift. I'm sitting on the parking lot going in, but I do have my radio on, my police radio.
Could we hear that for just a second?
All right. Can you hear it?
Yes, we can.
See,
that's all we require.
Yeah. Did you hear it?
We did. Thank you.
You're legit.
Thanks.
Love you guys. Called you before. Love your show.
Thank you for those who serve. And really, we mean that. Thanks.
If you want me to turn my siren on, I can call you back after 4 o'clock when I'm in my cruiser.
Okay, please do. Anytime.
And arrest
all
James.
Right, I'll call you back.
Arrest James for impersonating an office.
Absolutely.
I'll go get him for you.
All right.
Guys, have a good show.
I think he's trying to score some drugs down.
He's working vice all right.
Kind of here in Baltimore.
That is, without question, the easiest crap detection in the world. All you did was ask for another officer.
Hold on. He's back. James.
I didn't hang up. Somebody hung up on me.
What's your sequence number?
My sequence number?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Who's asking for my sequence number?
Oh, you're listening? A real cop who was just on the phone, which is why you hung up, because it was a real cop.
Who said I hung up? You guys are saying you guys hung up.
You're the great conjurer. You are the great conjurer.
You guys are trying to do a radio show. I understand that. So
yeah,
hang up.
Right. Here we go. We've heard that before.
And you're a guy that called us up with a joke.
Your guy said he was TJ who?
I asked you to do a radio check. The guy that we asked, the real cop that called him, did a radio check, turned his radio on, and it was on in 5 seconds.
Now, any junior radio listener, if you want to know what's happening here, he's hung up, he's regrouped, and he's come back now on the offensive
because he's pathological liar.
And now what we're going to need now, while we have the guy here,
on the defensive,
while we need the guy,
and his voice gets higher.
Hold on, everybody, hold on.
I came back as soon as you guys...
got his number now.
Good.
Call our ID.
Right.
So we need another real cop to call in now. Because I know that there are John Q. laws out there listening.
Sure.
We need another real cop, another guaranteed cop to call in to give this guy the once-over.
Yeah, because we can only go so far. The real cops can really grill this guy. Nervous laugh.
How long have you been on the force?
Don't answer a question with a question! Hey, I wasn't hearing you. 6 months.
6 months.
6 months. Right, rookies.
That's just a random...
No, I'm not a rookie. I came from Georgia.
He just pulled that. No, I don't doubt that you maybe did come from Georgia. But not as a police officer.
I know. Go ahead and insult my state. That's fine.
I didn't do anything of the kind.
Hold on. Here is a cop right here. Give me a second. Let me conference. And don't hang up there, James.
I mean, we have...
I didn't hang up last time.
Dave. Dave the cop. Dave?
Hey, Don and Mike. Remember me? I called a couple weeks ago. I took a deceptive behavior class.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
How you doing? Nice talking to you again.
And this guy's doing, once again, everything. He's not answering questions. You asked him 3 times. He's just skipping all around.
Yep.
What are you talking about? I'm not answering questions, man. I answered every question they've asked me.
All right. Hold on now. James, you shut up for a second, please. And Dave, the real cop, who we know.
Right.
Dave, what would you ask this guy if you wanted to find out if he was truly a member of your brotherhood?
Well, the other officer that asked him to do a radio check, we have 10 codes down here where I'm at. Other agencies use different things. I would ask him just to do a radio check once again. We mess with our dispatchers all the time.
Let me ask what I think is a pretty simple question. And I'll ask you first, James. What is the call number or the call sign for a breaking and entering?
The 10 code.
The 10 code for here in Baltimore?
Yes, B&E.
Right.
Ah! And gone again.
He just hung up.
He did.
Every time you ask him a question, he hangs up.
There you go.
Swear to God, now you saw my hands or not.
No, you didn't touch anything.
There, no. Okay. There we go.
Bravo.
All right, well, that was for me, then.
Good job.
Although I just should say, I'm just piggybacking on Mike, who had it first.
Yeah, it was easy.
All right, thank you. Hey, Dave the cop, please be safe. All right, we'll see you later.
There we go.
Bye-bye. And here is Joe, who is a firefighter. Joe!
Hello, Mike.
Hey, hi, Joe.
I should say that city police don't even have cameras in their cars. The city can't afford to put them in their cars.
I love that, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
I got it.
I love it. I love a good inquisition to start the show.
And the whole premise was the guy, the dope, wanted to call just with some stupid joke.
Oh, man. It's almost making me forget those mozzarella balls.
7 days until your picture.
I know.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, boys. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Well, today on Regis and Kelly... They had their rally awards, which they were giving out little statuettes.
Hold on. Give me a... And if you're going to say what I think you're going to say, nothing's on the screen, I swear to God, then you have an incredible mind and think like I do. I about felt, if it's what I think it is.
I think it is.
Is it what they called the award?
Yes, the Golden Stool. What
yeah.
the hell?
Now, you are so right.
The Golden Stool.
I called my wife in today and made her watch this with me. She never watches the Regis show. And she said, why am I watching this? I said, because the award that they're giving away is called the Golden Stool.
Kelly was cracking up every time she said it.
The Golden Stool.
She said the Golden Stool.
Yeah, she's the only one. Kelly Ripa is the only one that got it.
They got it, yeah, because you know that Gelman and Regis didn't come up with that because they thought it would be funny.
Regis kept holding it, and at one point Regis even said, it's a wonderful Golden Stool.
They're calling it the coveted Golden Stool.
The coveted Golden Stool.
All right, that's the prize for you. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks. Bye, boys. Love you.
See you. Bye-bye.
The Golden Stool. People are fun today.
Let me see if my funny Cunny Honey remembers that.
And that's the one that they've like had spinning in back of them for the whole week.
Right. And I didn't know they called it a Golden Stool. Oh, come on. Free to pick up the phone. Otherwise, oh, the fake cop is calling back. Well,
who are the candidates for the stool? Are they like best moments for the season?
Yeah.
Who wins the stool?
Yeah, you gotta be like one of the best. Hold on a second. Here is James the Liar. James.
You know what? No, you guys hung up on me the second time when you guys
asked. Nah, you're lying again. No. It's getting old.
I'm not
going
to bother dropping an F-bomb because you guys are on a delay, but you know what? Screw you guys.
Hey, James.
Yeah, and he hangs up again. Yeah, no, we hung up on him. Well, that's what he'll say when he calls back.
Right.
Don't get happy, James.
Hold on, here's another cop. Here's another cop. Joe. Joe the cop.
Hey, this is Joe. I'm listening. I'm sitting in my office. Hopefully you can hear all this background noise on mine.
Yep.
Yeah, we got it. We know you're a cop.
A real cop.
Yeah, sitting in my office.
That's great. What do you think of James, Joe?
James is full of Bravo Sierra.
All right, thank you. That's for you. Thank you.
Thank
See you.
You
later. Thanks for checking in. All the cops are calling today.
Oh, God, I love them.
Cool. We love them. Yeah. Hello, Rick. Don and Mike
God.
Show. Rick.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I just rode by there. There's nobody sitting there talking.
No.
Hey, guys. Like I said, these Bravo Sierra.
Bravo Sierra.
Yeah.
No, thank you, my friend. We'll wait for him.
Now, that sounded like a real Baltimore cop there.
You bet, Don.
Bravo Sierra. Just wait for him to call back. We got the number.
Hey, I don't want to use the F-bomb in here. And my voice is getting higher. I am a cop.
Got the word. If he calls back, I promise we'll give you the Golden Stool.
Yeah.
We'll give you the Don Mark Show Golden Stool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What was the other thing that she said? This is. I tell Buzz all the time we should watch Regis.
I'm right.
Because Regis is funny and old, and she is just young, and she's funny.
Right.
And she says so many funny things that he never gets. I know it's a show for house frows. You call me a faggot because I watch it.
Yeah, but the thing is that she is delightful. And she's a delightful addition because she does get the joke.
Here's another one she says today. They're giving away some sort of prize pack to the moron celebrities who appear to be agree to appear to be on the Golden Stool show, and they're showing the bags that they're going to the presenters will be receiving.
Yeah, because she's been all about the gift bags that she would have gotten if she was an Emmy presenter.
And one of the things in the gift bag are tennis balls that are autographed by Regis, and she says like 8,000 times, Regis, everybody wants your balls. And he's standing there holding this thing of tennis balls, and he doesn't get it.
No.
Not the first time,
right,
not the second time, like the fifth time.
In this, the most current issue of Entertainment Weekly, the one that people will be getting today and tomorrow, in the back of it, there is stupid questions with Regis and Kelly. And one of the questions is, Regis, you just earned a spot in the Guinness Book for being on TV the most hours. Who gets a better table at a restaurant, you or the guy with the really long fingernails? And it says here, awkward silence. Kelly, you know, the guy with the long twisty fingernails? Regis is a little confused. Then Regis says, I thought you meant someone on our show.
He is a moron.
He is, he really
He's a total moron.
Everything is disjointed.
I don't get it.
But I love watching it.
What do you mean there was a guy in the Guinness Book that had long nails? How does that work?
I'm like a house frow.
I remember the fat guys, the twins on the scooters.
That Jesus keeps
saying. Hello, sweetheart.
Darling?
Isn't there something backwards about our relationship when you're calling me in to watch Regis and Kelly?
Yeah, I know. Listen, I've already said that I'm a fag hag about that show.
Well, that's all right. I just feel like the man when you trot me in there.
But you must admit now, come on, like that lady that called said, wasn't it funny that they kept referring to it as the Golden Stool?
Yeah, but don't you think they did that on purpose? I know it delights you to think that they had no idea, but don't you think they did that on purpose and they really couldn't smirk about it?
No, I don't. You know, they've done it so many times. I mean... I don't think so.
I don't think Gelman's that funny.
No. And I don't think on the Regis and Kelly show that their goal is to do, you know, BM humor.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's why they can't laugh. That's why only she's allowed to crack a little smile. That's
no.
Why,
no,
yeah,
no, no,
they
no, honey,
do
honey,
potty humor.
No, you're giving that show way too much credit. I mean, you know, it's funny on that level, but I guarantee. You know, you could set Regis Philbin down and explain it to him.
I still don't understand.
Yeah, right.
It's a chair that they sit on that we painted gold.
I think they get it. I don't think they really. They don't want to have a potty show humor, so they don't. So they pretend.
Come on, it was something I wanted to share with you. I wanted to share that.
You're wrong. If that was the joke.
Talk it up is another thing we don't share, my darling.
If that was the joke, we'd have to call it the Golden Movement. That's what I call it. A movement.
Hey, now we got to watch.
I know. Sorry.
All right. I love you, baby.
All right. I love you.
And who says I don't try to share things with you? I called you right in and said, look at this. Watch this Regis show this morning.
I know. And I very patiently watched it for you.
I know you did. And then you didn't give me, like, any reaction or anything like that. You didn't say, wow, that's funny. They call it the Golden Stool.
I'm sorry. I can't be your Rob Spiewak. I'm sorry.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, darling.
Robson. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey, fellas. I was wondering, did you guys hear about Dr. Phil's show about parenting where he's going to have Patricia Heaton on?
Oh, you are kidding me.
No, they've been advertising it.
No, they did advertise it a lot.
A lot. Yeah. I think it's next Monday.
She's going to be on with the girl from the Facts of Life that...
the hot sauce girl?
That hot sauces her kids?
I think Beth Ann is still working on a point-counterpoint thing where we get that Blair from the Facts of Life to argue against... Yeah, Lisa Welchel to argue
that
against...
That could get tense.
One for and one against hot saucing your kids.
Very good.
You know what I read the other day about Dr. Phil? They put his show on... When was it? Tuesday night? Some night? Whenever was it, like Law and Order was on?
Right.
Dr. Phil beat Law and Order.
He did.
Yeah, yes, he did.
You know, he's like Fred Thompson.
I was just going to say,
Dr. Phil and Fred Thompson are the same guy.
Say, which one are you doing, Mike?
This is terribly exciting news.
That's Fred Thompson.
How are you, Ross? Now, I'm Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
That's terribly exciting.
They are the same man.
That's the same. Yeah. Hey, we got to go. We got a break here. Bobby, thank you.
No problem.
All right, we'll see you. We got a tight show today. We've got to hit this mark.
We got a Fisher Cup day.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing matters.
Hello.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
Right, okay. Hi. Welcome to Overmodulation.
I like it.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I want to make a call to the birthday girl. Lada. Yeah. Lava. See how she's enjoying the cheese.
Traffic.
Is this Joan?
This is Joan.
Joan, is Don and Mike.
Yes, Don.
How are you enjoying... Have you even gotten a cracker yet?
No. I've had to beat off a lot of salespeople, though.
Hey, Joan.
They keep wandering in here going,
Oh, why?
Joan.
Well, they love cheese.
They love everything. Now, Robbie and I are going to break into this in about half an hour, I think.
That's the case. I'm coming back to get some. Well, listen, happy birthday, and please continue to enjoy the 30 pounds of cheese.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, we just wanted to get an update. Let us know when you crack the seal.
If you're confused on which one to open first, might I recommend the mozzarella ball?
Yes, I will make sure that's the first we open.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God, that that look good.
Yeah. I don't know what... I got to do a slug here. Let's see. Coming up on the show today, it's Pick the Pros with Rich Eisen from the NFL Network. Today we're talking football.
Shaping up to be a great NFL season.
I'll need a longer one than that, for goodness sakes. I'm going to read this stuff. They sent us all their music for the... That's good. Pick the Pros with Rich Eisen today from the NFL Network, sponsored by Tower Records, Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the movies and music you love. And then there should be some, like, way to end it, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It should be some, like, with their dun 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 dun. I like that. So like I was saying,
yeah,
that's today with Rich Eisen. From the NFL network,
right?
Yeah. Well, we'll work it out, Mike.
Too many.
They just sent all the they sent all the stuff. Yes, we will eventually.
Sure. By playoffs.
I was going to say by Super Bowl.
Aren't you excited about the big NFL weekend?
I am. It's Dallas week.
That's right.
You know, I'm excited. I'm going, as the kids say, I'm going to the ATL this weekend.
What's that?
That's Atlanta.
Oh, ATL.
I'm going to the ATL this weekend to go see Al Green in concert.
Ooh.
Ooh. Birthday present from my son.
Very good.
So it's nice. You got the tickets. It's, I guess, close to his college. Atlanta's a couple hours away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be able to check out what's happening in his dorm.
Oh, well, say hi to the Marskis when you're down there.
They're not there anymore?
Yeah, Rudy and the Mouse no longer live in Hotlanta.
Where do they live?
They are in Florida.
Well, he picked a good time to move down to that state.
You know what? It broke his satellite dish. Not the last hurricane, the one before it.
Really?
There were people in his neighborhood that lost their roofs, and he was upset because he lost his satellite dish.
Sure.
Jesus, I can't believe it.
Jesus Christ, Mouse, it's a compliment.
I'm losing the single Mouse. Jesus.
So anyway, I'm going down to see him, and I'll let you know. I'm looking forward to seeing him, and I think part of the reason that I'm going down to see him is not only because I miss him and we missed each other on my birthday. It's like my kid was on life support last year, the last part of his freshman year in college. He almost flunked out. So I think he's been reapplying himself.
Good.
And in an effort, I think, to squeeze dollars out of me.
Right.
Part of the whole, come on with, let's come down and go to the, I think it's going to be, look at how I'm doing my work.
Oh, good.
That's
better than the alternative.
Look how good my grades are.
That's better than stay away.
And then I think we're going to reach an awkward point, and I'll report on this on Monday.
Okay.
When I say to him that you are doing great. Have a good semester.
So you think at some point, like so many college kids, the hand will be extended.
Yeah.
And we'll be waiting for some crisp 20s to be placed in it.
I think, although we've never had this discussion, I think in his dream world, because he drops hints all the time about, you know, woe is him. He's the only college student in America that doesn't have a credit card. Woe is him. I think he's thinking that if I get down there and I see that he's doing well and that things are going okay, then all of a sudden I go, hey, you know what? You're darn right.
Sure.
Yeah. No friggin' way.
No way.
No, it's not happening.
All right. That's how you get smart.
So I'm hoping that everything goes well. I love him. He loves me. We're looking forward to seeing each other.
Yep.
Who's
paying for the tickets to see Al Green?
He is.
Well, that's nice.
His gift. He is, because that's his birthday gift to me.
All right.
So that's cool. And going to Atlanta. Know nothing about Atlanta, except we were there one time when they had an ice storm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Super Bowl weekend where I got out of there early, actually.
Mike, the Yankees have clinched the playoffs.
Yep.
So,
congratulations to the New York Yankees.
With the games this
weekend. Oh, do I hate to say that!
With the games this weekend, is there a chance that if it doesn't go good for your guys, the Red Sox this weekend will have a concession speech on Monday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think they're mathematically, I think if they sweep, if the Yankees were to sweep the Red Sox this weekend, although not likely, I think maybe mathematically we might be out of it.
Because the Yankees already...
4.5 now, it'll be 5, 6, 7.5 with like 10 games to play.
The Yankees already have...
maybe less than that.
They've clinched at least the wild card.
Yeah, they clinched at least the wild card, and they're 4.5 games. The Red Sox lost again to the Orioles last night, and it is not looking good. It's last night was a breaking point for me emotionally. It was a breaking point in the season emotionally. You always look forward to this time. When I turned the TV off in the eighth inning and just said, I got to take a little break. I've been living, breathing, eating, sleeping Red Sox baseball for
the better part of a month and a half, and I finally got to the point where I got so frustrated, I said, I gotta take a little hiatus.
Good for you.
I'm not as into this weekend series as I would have been if they had managed to struggle and make it closer, but...
No, you're lying. You're lying, and I'll tell you why.
Well, I'll watch it.
I know you. Okay, because I know you stayed up last night. You told
no,
me.
No, but I shut it off in the eighth inning. I did. I turned it off when they were up.
What about
nine,
when you walked your girlfriend? What about when you walked your girlfriend's dog?
That was this morning.
Oh, I thought it was late at night because I thought you had said
it was this morning when I walked my girlfriend's dog. Got happened this morning.
How's that working out?
The dog. I love the dog. The dog is sweet. The dog is a puppy, 13 weeks old. But last night at the eighth inning, I went. That's it. Because they gave up, you know, every pitcher that came in for the Red Sox was giving up runs and runs and runs. And the Orioles, really, can I just say to the Orioles, you know, you're right down the road in Baltimore. Hey, Orioles, next season, okay, just please let me finish this point.
Yeah, okay.
Please.
Sorry.
Put as much effort, okay, as much effort and seriousness into your contests with the New York Yankees that you do when you play the Boston Red Sox. When you have the 18 meetings, when you're sitting there for some reason, they play the Red Sox and they go bananas. And then you see them in the Yankees and they're like, okay, we lost again.
So when do you think we can get the massage? Do you think we can work the massage into next week's show?
Yeah, we can get the pictures and the massage done in the same week. I already look forward to it.
Maybe you could do the massage at the photography studio.
I told you that when it's mathematically, that I would go till they were mathematically eliminated.
That's what I'm wondering.
And I think there's a
might
chance.
Might it be next week?
Yes, it could happen next week.
Hold on.
To make sure that Tom is, you know, free of infection.
Yeah, Tom might still be in a recuperative state.
Here is Bill. You'll just work around that area.
Well, we obviously don't want to force Tom in here before he is healed.
I think Tom would come in under any circumstances.
You know that I will pay this bet off.
Hello, heals if
Bill.
Yeah, guys. Hey, how's it going? Basically, if the Yankees win one of the three games this week, Mike loses the bet. It will be impossible for the Red Sox to win by two games. If the Yankees sweep.
Oh, that's right.
The Yankees clinch the division.
Yeah, okay. All right. So if the Yankees win one of the three, I think he's right, and I'll check the math on that. I think he's actually,
with
the two games now, I was thinking foolishly even to win the division, and I think your bet, if they win one of the three, I think I might.
You might
get your wish. You might get a concession on Monday.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Thanks for calling.
We need Tom the Monster calling in to tell us how he's feeling.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I will pay the bet whenever you wish.
Shut up.
What?
Oh, I thought you were doing what I would be doing.
What?
Just backpedaling. Saying what I would have said and what I thought you were saying was, I'm willing to pay off the bet, but let's consider the health of Tom.
No, I will. I will pay the bet whenever Tom can get in here.
Fantastic.
I will pay that bet off, you know, but obviously, you know, you don't want to force Tom in if he can't make it in.
And that is a nude total body massage, including feet and glutes, with the only caveats being you can wear CSI gloves, and because of his hip replacement, you don't have to work around the wound.
And I have good news for you.
What?
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I think that there's a chance that you might get the best of two worlds here.
Why?
Because although I'm going to probably lose my bet to you with the two games, the division victory that I predicted.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably.
The Red Sox are a pretty stone cold lock to go to the postseason.
Yeah, they'll
the wild card.
They make the playoffs.
So there might very well be a postseason bet in the near future, but I am not prepared to make that now because I am not feeling good about my team.
Okay.
I'm feeling very bad about my
team. If they make the postseason, as always, and it's not because I have any hatred of the Red Sox. Or of you, you're my best buddy.
And you know what I might just do? I might just enjoy my postseason without any bets on the line and just, you know, see what happens.
It's
and then,
just a guaranteed winner.
Can I ask you this, though?
What?
In the event, because, well, I don't need to ask you this, but I'm down on my Red Sox right now, but you know I will watch them this weekend.
Sure.
I will watch them, obviously, in the postseason. If by some miracle they do something in the postseason, am I allowed to come in here and show great joy without being mocked for this depression that I'm in right now?
No, because, listen, this is what I'm saying. You are like, I've said this a million times, you're like the woman on Cops. Mm-hmm. When they go to the trailer park and the husbands beat the crap out of her and her nose is hanging.
Yeah, I always come back.
You always do so.
Well, I'll be back at spring training regardless of what happens in the postseason. So I think if they do miraculously, you know, go to the World Series or something crazy.
No. Now listen.
I can come in and do like a victory dance and have that fun.
Of course I can, right?
Among friends.
Yeah, it's your show. Of course you can. Yeah, and then you can be set up for more disappointment. If they actually make it to the playoffs, we can do another bet.
I don't know if I want to do another bet.
Well, if they, you know,
I don't think bets with you do well for me with the Red Sox.
With the Red Sox?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever lost with you betting against the Boston Red Sox.
I don't think you have. Not on the Red Sox. I've won lots of bets, but, you know.
Oh, hold on. Before we bring Joe in, what is this?
Let's just a look backwards.
This is
16 April.
Time capsule, 16th
we
of
have
April
it on tape
this past year.
Now, I should point out that on that other bet, you do have something on the line. If the Red Sox go to the World Series...
Oh, yes, then I will shave my head.
You have to shave your head.
Yeah.
I just...
This is from April 16th of 2001.
Yeah, ooh. I just like looking back at it.
What? Now, which bet? Oh, is this...
The head shaver.
The whole Red Sox bet. It's
2002, right?
Or is it 2?
Yeah, well, I was
either year. It's 1 year that Mike lost the bet and was optimistic again.
Oh, and now I should point out that on that other bet, you do have something on the line. If the Red Sox go to the World Series,
oh yes, then I will shave my head.
You have to shave your head. Yeah. I just thought I'd I'm feeling very good about my boys today.
What did I tell you today? I said, look at the calendar. April 16th.
Three out of the four. Three out of the four.
Beat the Yankees.
Three out of four. Happy Patriots Day, everybody.
Right. I said to Mike, talk to me in August.
Yeah. That big Mike Mussina pickup. There you go.
It's April.
I know.
Talk to me in August.
I understand, but, you know, I have to take the little victories.
Okay.
Because Lord knows there'll be pain down the road.
You are aware about that.
Right, you know what?
And as far as Derek Lowe is concerned, I'm sending you a dress.
Okay. Mike, you're a woman.
Insult to women.
I want to get Joe out of here real quick. We're on a schedule today, but it's the music for the Joe Show. We didn't get to this yesterday.
Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Yesterday we were going to have a discussion with the world's oldest phone screener about his employee evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
We're running short on time here, so give it to us in a nutshell. We can explore it next week. You got your employee evaluation, and they said what about you?
I don't know yet. I haven't had the meeting. I was just told to sign it.
Oh, so you don't have it in your hot little hand?
No.
Well, how do you know that you only got a 2 in creativity?
Well, I had a chance to glance through it.
How do we acquire it?
Call Cameron.
So Cameron has your grades?
Yes, he does.
Well, we got to look at your grades.
Okay. Do you think you did well in other areas besides, because you said the creativity you got a bad grade in, right?
I think overall it's an unacceptable employee review and I want a new one.
Fair enough. Do you think you did better than in previous years? Because haven't you gotten bad reviews before?
Well, I've gotten mediocre reviews. This one wasn't even mediocre.
Oh, so this was worse than mediocre?
7 or 8 years now.
Is this your worst ever employee review?
I honestly don't know. I haven't seen it. I was just told to sign it.
All right, well, based on what you've heard, because you're giving off...
Well, if you haven't seen it, why are you reacting so
negatively? Well, I saw parts of it. I saw 2 in creativity.
Is that all you saw? And don't sign
it. Oh, yeah, there was something in there about me screaming about the USA Today's, too. That was not... It didn't make anybody happy.
See, there's a lot of stuff in Joe's file.
Made us happy.
Well, I know, it was a bit.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think the people upstairs get a 1 in sense of humor.
Oh, see, that's not going to help your employee review next year.
Here's the deal. What we need to know then, since you actually don't have the real results of your report card, when you get your actual employee review back,
mm-hmm.
That's when you should come in and we can dissect it, we can go through the grades, and we can call your professors.
Well, I was expecting to have had a meeting by now.
Don't sign that stuff.
No, I think that you can probably find it on the internet, Joe, even if you don't have it now. I think they're all on the internet.
And, yeah, it's probably on the internet.
Yeah, and Joe, why'd you sign something?
I don't know. I sign so many things for so many people.
Yeah, don't.
But this is beyond autographs, right? I mean, you actually sign papers?
Yes, that's true.
But you didn't sign the review, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well,
I had to get it in front of Michael Hughes, because he was in town and was leaving town.
That's like agreeing to what was said on the page.
Just say Joe's stupid. I'll give him the sign.
No. Here's what I don't get, though, Joe. If it's a review and you haven't seen the results yet,
and you're upset because you think it might be horrible, why did you sign it?
Yeah, but here, and even beyond that, I'm imagining like if this is high school and you got your report card. They say, well, here's the report card. Now, before we mail it to your mom and dad, you have to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who works like that? I guess this place does.
Well, the parents, yeah. They have, you know, never before the parents see it.
Did I ever tell you about, oh, man, did I used to change grades on my report cards when I was a kid?
Oh, who didn't do that? Yeah.
Oh, but I went high tech way back at an early age.
Really?
Yeah.
I never did that.
Yeah, it had to be.
In fact, I never did.
Seventh grade, I think I did my first ever photocopy. Highly advanced at the time,
yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Using a Xerox machine, where what I did was just erased what was a D and wrote B, photocopied the whole thing, put it back in the envelope, put it in my mailbox. My mom opened it up and went, oh, look, what a good report card. What a good boy, la la, and never gave it a second thought.
They did that on Leave It to Beaver. But he didn't use a photocopier, but it was a slightly different color ink.
But I bet on Beaver Cleaver, I bet he got caught, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and he was sorry he did
Suckers.
Because I didn't get caught.
And that's the one I think it ended where Ward beat the hell out of him.
Ward took the belt off.
That's right.
I love those episodes.
That's a weird one.
Joe, pleased to be finding out exactly what it is, and this whole thing to me sounds like evil empire, communists, you know, that they make you sign something first. But find out the details, and we'll check back on Monday.
I'll take care of it next week.
Okay.
Okay.
I still got to get the money for the USA Today. I mean, I'm backed up. I'm just backed up.
How backed up are you?
Eating 30 pounds of cheese?
And all those salespeople.
I can't wait to hear about that review.
Yeah.
You know what?
I can't imagine you didn't get a good review.
And Joe, you'll back me up here. Didn't they go years and years without ever even mentioning the word review?
Well, sure.
Because review usually means raise.
Yeah.
Usually. And so they hate that word.
They hate giving good ones.
All right, Joe, listen.
But it doesn't necessarily mean raise. That's the thing. I'm in a state of limbo now. I don't have a review. I don't have a raise.
Right.
I don't have. All right, we'll talk to you Monday. I don't have my money for the USA Today.
All right.
All right.
Joe.
Here. I know. Goodbye, Joe.
All right.
No, he's in that room with that man. They're both really sad. They're not happy like us.
The happy place.
Laughing at it.
We call the general manager very quickly. Let's see if Todd is in.
I saw him earlier.
And ask Todd. Yeah, he stuck his head by.
Yeah.
Oh, and Mike, I think he also uses that hair for men stuff on his goatee.
Oh, you think so?
Our general manager, Todd Hughes.
All right, I haven't used mine in a while. It irritates my skin.
Unless that's just fake hair.
Hello, this is Alan Long. I've accepted a position in New York at our flagship station, WXRK-FM.
All right, Robin, stop. It is stopped.
It's over. We turned it off.
It's done.
Ooh.
Click, click, click. There you go. Okay.
Click, click, click.
There you go. Okay. That was a dead man.
Yeah.
We were just on the air with a dead man.
This is a dead man I'm talking to.
Got a break. Friday favorites coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, which one of my beauties will bump?
Janice.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Broadcasting live from downtown Dumbass, the Don and Mike Show.
Correctamundo. We'll get to a Friday favorite here in a moment. We've still got the trip to Mexico to give away the Cabo Wabo thing with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
We'll do that before the end of today's show. As I mentioned, Rich Eyes, it'll be on to pick the pros. Next week from Blind Date, Roger Lodge. Also, Dave Barry, the funny guy.
Dave Barry. He's one of my favorites.
The writing guy, Dave Barry. The guy who writes good.
The writing guy.
Also, the fat girl from American Idol, Deanna.
Ooh.
Deanna DeGarmo.
Really?
Yes.
Spoiled girl.
The perky girl.
That's right. And also next week, the return of the furniture guys.
Oh, wonderful.
It's been a long time since we've had them on the show.
Sure has.
I'm glad to have them back.
Yeah.
Before the Friday favorite, and a quick check to the office of the beloved Joan Lotta.
Traffic?
J-Law, it's Don and Mike. Still enjoying your 30 pounds of cheese?
Maybe she couldn't hear you. Was your mic on?
Oh, hold on.
I thought that was scary. Thought maybe she got some bad cheese.
Lactose intolerant?
As seductively as she answered, I thought she'd stay on the line.
Traffic.
Hi, baby.
Traffic. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Comcast?
Oh, hey, crazy J-Law.
Yes. So,
hi, Joan. We're just double checking about the cheese. Have you girls gotten into it yet?
No. We're still buried under paper here.
Oh, yes. Right. It's a busy Friday.
That was the whole Comcast thing. I was looking at Comcast.
All right. Well, have a good Friday and happy birthday, Joan.
Thank you.
That's Joan.
Try to enjoy.
She's back there working for something like 5 cents an hour.
Yes, she is. Doing a wonderful job. Bye.
And we gave her 30 pounds of cheese today for her birthday.
That's so nice.
Because we found out yesterday that's what the average person eats in a year.
Yes. And it was a wonderful collection of cheeses.
Give her a year's worth of cheese. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck, just give me 30 seconds. These are like just stories that aren't even stories. Just piss me off. Here's what Ben Affleck says. I'm not going to talk about my love life anymore, and I'm not going to talk about who I'm dating or not dating. Good. I speak on behalf of all of my friends and family. This is enough. And I think I speak on behalf of all the regular people. We never cared in the first place, you big doofus.
I think we speak for everybody when we say, pound sand, get Ben.
Now, Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton has coined the phrase, that's hot.
Yeah, it was on Simple Life all over it.
Right, well, people have said it for a long time. Wow, that's hot.
Yeah, but I will give her credit that I do believe she made it her own by the way she, just the way she says it.
Anyway, she's going to put it on T-shirts.
What about Nicole Richie? Would she say gorgeous? She would always say that, do you want to go down to town and, eat some pizza? Gorgeous.
Let's see. Oh, I got something about her, too, that I've been waiting to tell you. Oh, about her and Lionel Richie, her adopted father. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nicole Richie, they said to her, what's your closest moment with your dad, Lionel Richie?
Good question.
And she said, well, it came recently when she bought a car all by herself. The car, can you guess what kind of car it was?
Bentley.
A Mercedes.
Okay.
Can you guess how she bought it?
How?
With a credit card.
Oh.
And when she came home with the car and she showed it to her dad, he started crying.
Oh.
And said he had never been as proud of her in his life that his little girl was able to go out and buy a Mercedes with a credit card.
All grown up.
Down right. More pound sand. Hey, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes, what's Jerry doing?
He's going to come back.
Oh, he's coming back like with a TV show?
Well, it's a special.
Oh.
Now, it's on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. Wow. It's a Thursday.
Right.
What night of the week was Jerry's night?
Jerry's night was a Thursday.
Thursday. So they bring him back in sweeps.
Is it NBC?
Of course. It's NBC.
Yes.
It's sweeps. It's wonderful. Thursday night. It's the Seinfeld retrospective hosted by Jerry.
Oh, what a chance for him to swim in Lake May.
And Mike, you're waiting. Hold on. I'm waiting to tell you the best part.
What's the best part?
Coincidentally,
yes.
The very next Tuesday, the first season of Jerry Seinfeld on DVD goes on sale.
Well, he's practically Disney World, isn't he?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Isn't that fantastic?
And the last thing I wanted to mention...
I'm sure it'll be a limited time offer. Get it while you can before we take it off the market.
The last thing I wanted to mention, it should be a shock to nobody except me. It is news about Dave Foley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not Dave Foley from News Radio.
Oh, not Dave Foley from News Radio.
Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon, yes.
Yeah. Who through all those years of Sex in the City...
You said was hot for some reason we couldn't understand.
I always said she was the one that I would bed.
Redheaded Miranda.
She's the one. Well, now, boy, oh boy. Listen what she's done.
What?
She has decided she's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'd like
that's
to
fine, Buzz.
That.
How do you think her husband of 10 years...
Oh, no!
And how about her two kids?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my.
I withdraw my applause.
Who couldn't see that one coming?
Well.
Dave Foley is a gay. And, I mean, I know Dave Foley is a gay. I know he really is, but so is Miranda.
This is going to make it very different the next time I see the episode of her bathing Ann Mara.
And I blame Kim Cattrall for all of it.
So, anyway, that's all I really had to tell you about was that Dave Foley, Miranda...
Oh, I blame Ann Mara.
Switch the sides. Now, Friday favorite.
Yay.
Here we go. Oh, I would do it if the gun... This... There.
Hey,
it almost started. There it goes. It's game time now. Crazy. Cash nutty equipment, crazy equipment. We were talking about stories yesterday. One of the stories involved Bob Barker.
Yes.
There's more allegations now.
Hello.
More allegations about Bob.
Bob Barker. I'm here.
What's going on the set of The Price is Right?
The Price is Right.
Bob.
How are you? It's great to be with you, Bob Barker.
Bob.
I'm Bob Barker, and I'm happy to be with you, Don. Am I a little off microphone?
A little bit you are.
Okay.
How's this?
That's better.
Well, wonderful. I am so happy to be with you on the Don and Mike Show. A wonderful radio show, ladies and gentlemen.
What are these allegations now?
Hair of white. And my mood is bright. I'm happy. Don't worry about those nasty allegations.
The allegations from Barker's Beauty.
I would be happy to address all of the questions you might have.
All right.
I'm sitting here, and I would be very happy to answer all the questions you would have.
One of the beauties.
The beauties who's suing
you.
May I make a statement?
Yes.
I would like to say to all the fans of The Price is Right.
Yes, Bob.
That we do not believe what the beauties say when they've been on the show. They are liars with big butts. I have to tell you, I have been on television for a long time.
Yes.
And I will say Bob Barker does not lie. And when I had my meetings throughout the course of many seasons, there may I say to you,
yeah,
there is a reason they call it the Bob Barker Theater in Television City.
Bob, what about
I'm to be trusted? The beauties aren't.
These beauties.
Don't trust the beauties.
The stewardesses, the waitresses, whatever they are in your the beauty models.
When I said there could be trouble, I remember sitting in the office of Mark Goodson and Bill Todman, mm-hmm, and saying that we are going to get in trouble if you give them too much credit. And as the show gained popularity and became the most popular daytime television show, I will say the beauties got swelled heads and swelled buttocks.
And I will tell you that from, I think it's the Inquirer, there are quotes from these women.
We will continue to provide great television 14. Shows for retards and the seniors.
Now, is it 14?
Yes.
14 different women have alleged that you did everything from have sex with them to fire them for being too fat. One woman in particular, you said, hey, you've got a big ass.
There was one time, I believe I was chatting with Holly or Dyad or Janice and someone else right next to the Price is Right choo-choo. And they alleged that I said something I didn't. I've had a series of mini strokes.
Oh.
And it's sometimes difficult to understand what Bob Barker is saying on The Price is Right.
What is
lies? Don't believe a beauty. I have decided that I'm going to have bumper stickers.
Yes.
Print it up.
That say what?
Say DBB. Don't believe beauties. Beauties are bad.
Beauties are bad.
We can think of that right now.
Well, why don't you hire better beauties then?
I'll tell you, the only reason they got upset a long time ago on the set of The Price is Right was to make Rod jealous.
Oh.
Rod Roddy. Because he was the one, God rest his soul, Rod Roddy.
Great announcer.
You're going to lose it.
I'm sorry.
You're going
to
lose it.
That's how much he meant to me.
Right.
I can't talk about Roddy
without getting
clouding up.
Pardon me.
Yes, can we play poker game?
Pardon me if I'm opening up an old wound.
Yes.
But didn't Rod Roddy...
We call Rod the tripod. Tripod Rod. On The Price is Right. Why do you think we said that?
But didn't he play on the other team?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It was a lie. I've heard you talk about the fact that he goes to Bangkok, Thailand
to get those crazy
to find
clothes.
Boys.
Yeah.
Lies, just like the beauties. They perpetuated that. That was a myth put out by Janice many years ago. They want to stay, but unfortunately, I'm the only one who ages on The Price is Right. The beauties have to stay young and beautiful, and at a certain time, I find it necessary to bring them into the Bob Barker studio in Television City, sit them down on the Price is Right choo-choo, and say it's time for you to choo-choo off the stage. Thank you, but you no longer... Now, we can't have you model jewelry with age spots.
Now, listen, I don't know dress sizes from a hole in the wall, but I'm going to read from the account in the Inquirer.
There's a lovely story of one time I caught Rod behind the Petty Addy game, and he was with Holly. And anyone that questions Mr. Roddy's sexuality, as far as I'm concerned, that particular day convinced me he's all man.
Now,
and wonderful to look at.
It says here in this Inquirer account.
Well, let's go. Would you like to play putt game?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
and I don't know.
Hole in one or two?
I don't know women's dress sizes. It says that you fired.
But do you know the prices?
You fired some woman because she went to a size 14.
Of course. You can't have a 14.
Why?
Now, if we can talk turkey.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo.
Yes, Bob.
Radio host extraordinaire.
Yes, Bob.
I will tell you that it's impossible to have my beauties in a size 14. That's too fat. On the Price is Right. I can't have my beauties. How can they be beauties in a size 14?
So did you tell that one girl that she had a big ass?
I said so. I admit it. I freely admit it.
What about the Oreo cookie thing where you said you want the reverse Oreo cookie with the two white girls and the black girl
in
the middle?
Let me say one thing.
Yeah.
When Rod played Bullseye, it meant something. It really, really did. Yes, I said Oreo cookie.
When Rod played Bullseye.
I said do a reverse Oreo because we had the white ones on the outside and the black one on the inside. And that's what I said. And I may be from another time, a time when we looked at things differently. I didn't think it would be anything that would be taken offensively. We were getting ready to play Master Key. And I was setting the ladies, the beauties, as I often want to do.
Yeah.
And I said, make sure the black one's in the middle. That's all I wanted to do.
And now, the big ass comment, we got to that. The size 14 dresses, we got to that. Oh,
how about you come out, I've always said this on The Price is Right, how can you come out to play cliffhangers in a size 14 dress?
What about
if your ass is bigger than Barker's? You're not going to be on The Price is Right. And I would take them back to my private dressing room outside the Bob Barker studio in Television City. And I would say, let's go have a chat with Bob's big boy. As I, that was code. That's what I referred to as that thing I'm pointing at.
I understand
I that. Told them to do a Bavarian reverse donut. Have you ever seen Janice and Holly do a Bavarian reverse donut?
No.
It will make you cry.
Now, Bob.
It will make you cry.
Bob.
It's wonderful.
This is a total now of 14 women.
May I remind your listening audience, please, during these troubled times, please have your pet spayed or neutered. Help control the pet population, please. And then do the reverse Bavarian donut. Or play 10 chances clock game or hit me.
How can it be?
I played hit me with Holly one time.
Ooh. Oh, did you?
She didn't care for it, but that's why the CBS Television City makeup artists are the finest in the business. They did a wonderful job concealing some of her bruises.
So you hit her.
I said, ladies, do...
Did what?
It's time to meet with Bob. All of the beauties of The Price is Right, all of my beauties
yes.
were required to have simple things. An interview with Bob
yes.
in my office.
Correct.
Just off the studio.
Yes.
An interview with Rod so they would get to know who Rod was.
Right, the announcer.
A tour of the studio.
That makes sense.
And then each lady would be asked to come in with some of our regular beauties who had been on the show and do a three-way albino pretzel. And they were wonderful.
The thing is, you got this image, though.
No one did a better albino pretzel than Nikki Ziering.
You watch the show.
I remember one time we were playing Secret X.
Everybody loves...
And Rod's suits were fitting a little tightly.
Mm. Now listen, we've got to talk about Rod.
Of course.
Rod Roddy was light in the loafers.
Right. Light in the loafers, but he was the only one that could make Holly do a pink leopard. So that's Price is Right code.
Was he bisexual?
He was a cowboy.
Huh.
Rod Rowdy Rod Roddy was my cowboy.
All right, more of the allegations that have nothing to do with sex. Also, in this Inquirer story, the new one that's out now.
I would always say ride the pony, Rod.
It alleges...
Ride the pony, Rod.
It alleges that you wanted to make sure at no time on Contestants Row did you ever have more than two black people.
Of course. It was unnecessary. We couldn't have three.
Now, why couldn't you have three?
Well, how could we have three? Then my whites would get all indignant. And I thought, please, so I simply put down a directive that said, please, no more than two blacks. Don't bring them down, Rod. Make sure you have at least one white and perhaps an Oriental. But I can't have that. We had to have balance.
All right, so listen, I'm getting...
The Price is Right cuts across all color lines.
I'm getting a very clear picture.
Yeah.
Again, if a woman is one of your beauties...
Have you ever had a rib broken by a Samoan woman? I did.
Oh, you yes.
I'm a frail, thin man.
One of the beasts that comes up on stage.
I love my contestants. That's how much they mean to me. But when I am up there on the stage and a Samoan would win, I would definitely get a rib cracked.
Ouch.
Looking ahead for years, I've tried to introduce an adult pricing game called Fish 8. Fish 8.
Fish 8.
But it wouldn't be A-T-E, it would be E-I-G-H-C,
oh,
like the number, and it would be a pricing game.
Fish
pricing
8.
Adult novelties on The Price is Right. They vetoed it at Goodson Todman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's Fish Fight.
Oh, Fish Fight.
Like Fish 8 better.
Fish 8, I'm sitting here going,
and
I don't get the jokes.
I don't either, but that's okay. I'm reading what's put in front of me. We'll play Golden Road later. Would you like to do that?
We're going
to
play Low Budget Jeopardy with Bob Barker.
Right now, where's the big price tag?
All of these charges are being brought against this wonderful man.
Yeah. From the Bob Barker Studio in Television City.
Hold on, here's a take. This is the real Bob Barker. Look, you said this, Bob. Listen.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
And they'll say what they wish.
Uh-huh.
That was you.
As you always do.
Phone.
And I'm happy for you.
Phones are open.
And we'll play Fish Fight.
877-365-3636.
Which is the most expensive microphone in your studio?
Phones are open right now, and we need two contestants to play Low Budget Jeopardy with Bob Barker.
If we're going to play grocery game, no panties required.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nope, I got nothing with the tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try that tape.
What's going on?
Hold on. We're trying the tape.
Hello?
You know, we're going from tape to computer.
When they put that spotlight on me and I stood up, the room erupted in applause.
Oh,
I got a tear in my eye at that moment. Because that's what it meant. Excuse me. They supported me.
That's you, Bob.
I know. I remember.
I'm sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go, that's
ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That was you, Bob.
I know. I'm in terrible trouble.
What's wrong?
I've lost total feeling in my right hand. Look. I can't use it. I can't hand out money. And I can't play my games. What's wrong with this hand? Look at the shape it's in.
I see.
It's all crumpled up together, and I have no use for it right now. I'm in terrible trouble.
Bob?
And I need a paper towel because I picked a scab.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
That's my master key hand.
Look in the other room.
Hey,
I know
Bob.
That...
Well, hello,
hey,
Buzz
Bob.
Burbank.
Great to see you, sir.
If you
how are you?
Well. If you wouldn't mind,
yes.
Rate Buzz as one of your beauties. Buzz is in the best shape of
all
any
right,
of us.
I'd be glad to. No problem. All right, I'll need him to stand up.
All right.
Now, okay. Let's see if Buzz would fall into the priority
yes.
ranks of being a Barker beauty.
He's an attractive man.
Thank you.
Turn around.
It's too big.
Whoa.
What do you think?
That's not a size 14.
No.
You could be a beauty, Buzz Burbank.
I wear a petite.
You're my butt model.
Thank you.
Hey, great.
Wonderful.
Cool.
An ass man. wonderful. I love playing this game, too, even though it's the number one game that competes with The Price is Right.
Now, how come you don't have any boy beauties on The Price is Right?
I don't think we have any need for that type of thing. Are you talking about homos? No homos on The Price is Right. And Rod Roddy, we called him Tripod Rod.
Uh-huh. But you just looked at Buzz's ass and said it was nice.
Well, you asked me to. Feelings come back in my hand now.
Bob, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
I can play Plinko.
Hey.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. No queers at Television City.
Oh, God.
Now entering the studio is our first challenger from Sacramento, California, a telephone lineman. Let's say hi to Bill Clark. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys.
What's
how's
happening?
Hello, Phil. How are you? And now entering the studios, our second challenger, an accountant from Oakdale, California. Let's say hi to Todd Leonard.
Hello, Todd.
Hey, Bob. LQ. How's it going?
Hi, guys. And here are your categories. They are...
Categories!
Matthew Broderick Facts.
Matthew Broderick is an actor.
He's got a movie coming out this weekend.
I don't like him.
Here's another category.
Yes.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, the highest rated game show in radio history.
Here's another one. Another category. Hollywood true or false. Here's the fourth category.
Gay is not what God likes.
Well, Bob, how many times have you said to me, God hates fags?
I've said it to you, Don Geronimo.
Political buffoons, what channel are they on?
And for God's sakes, please, no longer shall we let them get married.
States and capitals.
States and capitals.
So again,
always good to educate. I used to educate people on truth or consequences.
Here's what we have. Matthew Broderick stuff.
Don't like him.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hollywood true or false. Political buffoons. States and capitals. Todd, we'll start with you.
Bob's had an accident.
Oh, no.
States and capitals for one.
States and capitals. It is the capital of the great state of Tennessee.
What is Nashville?
Nashville,
what
yes, that's
do we
right.
have for Phil?
$1.
$1 for Phil. Now you select again on Lovers and Debris.
No, my name's Todd.
Todd.
Oh, did Todd pick the first one?
Yes, Todd.
What do we have for Todd?
He gets $1.
$1 for Todd. Select again, please.
States and capitals for two.
It's the capital of Michigan.
What is Lansing?
Right.
$2 for Todd. Toddy wins the barbecue.
All right, Todd.
States and capitals for three.
Capital of North Dakota.
What is Fargo?
Negative.
No. I'm sorry you did not know that. We go over to Phil and let's see what Phil's got for us on The Price is Right.
How about Bismarck?
Bismarck, that is not in the form of the question.
Now, Phil, we have rules and you're not playing by them. I hope you... That was Burt Reynolds.
That would indicate he did not answer in the form of a question.
And Todd, you're in control.
It doesn't count that he said, how about Bismarck?
How about Bismarck? It's wrong. Not the proper kind of question.
Oh, we're sorry. No, there's the judges. Okay, let's see. Todd.
Todd, time for another category.
Political buffoons.
Political buffoons. Okay. Okay, what channel are they on? Hammerhead Bill O'Reilly.
What is Fox News?
Correct.
$2 for Todd. Select again.
Hold on.
Oh, my.
I set it off.
And the hammer.
What is that?
Well, I said the word hammerhead, which set off the alarm that plays MC Hammer. You can't touch this.
That's soul music.
Quick, 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 quick.
There it is. Okay.
Todd for two.
For two.
Buffoons for two.
Buffoons for two. Big, flabby, white, walrus-like Chris Matthews.
What is NBC?
No.
Fill your chance to steal.
What is MSNBC?
Right.
$2 for Phil. Phil wins the barbecue. You've moved on. Now, Phil, you have to take another one.
How about Hollywood True and False?
Nope, you got to finish up with the political buffoons.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll finish up this.
I smell this guy through the TV, the very, very smarly Anderson Cooper.
What is CNN?
Hey, a good guess.
$3 for Phil. You've taken the lead, and now it's time for you to do what you wanted to do before. Move on to another category, Mr. Phil.
All right, let's move on to that Hollywood true or false.
Okay, got a 50-50 here. Hollywood true or false. Terry Hatcher has signed to do television ads for the product Beano.
What is false?
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is true?
That's right. I can't imagine. Wow. Can't imagine she would need the product.
It is a wonderful product. I love Beano. I do. I've used Beano for years, especially when I'm working with some of my contestants.
I bet some of your big-ass beauties had Beano, right?
My big-ass beauties all had Beano in their dressing room.
Here we go. Hollywood for two. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hugh Hefner will star as a superhero in a new MTV cartoon.
What is false?
Bill, your chance to steal. It's easy.
What is true?
$2 right. For a filster.
All right, here we go.
It out.
For three.
I've been to the mansion secretly in the cover of night.
TBS has greenlighted a TV movie about the life of Larry King.
What is false?
That's right.
Thank God. I don't right. like him. No.
Terry Hatcher will be doing Beano ads. Hugh Hefner will be in an MTV cartoon, but no other Larry King.
But will Larry King be doing Beano ads himself?
He's a walking Beano ad.
He is a Beano ad. I've heard it on his radio show.
Okay. Todd?
Phil.
Guest on the Don and Mike show.
Phil? Okay. Phil Connor.
Guess we've had this week. He's the benefactor.
Mark Cuban.
That was not in the format of the question.
Phil's being a damn dummy. Todd, your chance to steal.
Who is Mark Cuban?
Right.
$1 for Todd to make a comeback right now on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay, for two, guess this week on the show. This guy won The Apprentice.
Good
luck.
I have no idea.
Good luck on this. I couldn't remember the guy's name. We just had one yesterday.
Bill, your chance to steal.
I have no clue.
Bill Rancic.
Bill Rancic. Was he rancid?
That's
because he might need Beano, and that means, Todd, you're in control, Bill. Select again.
Guess for three.
The state that the woman was from who won one of the cars from Oprah Winfrey. We had the woman on the show earlier this week that won the car from Oprah where she had to pay the tax on it.
What is Tennessee?
Negative.
Bill, your chance to steal.
What is Washington?
No. Oh, no. It's North Dakota, where the capital is Bismarck, and where the woman lives, North Dakota.
North Dakota. Neither of you got it, and now I'm so sorry that we didn't win.
No, no, it's Matthew Broderick still.
Matthew Broderick. I was going to say that.
Dino is a good party gift when we play It's in the Bank. Okay, who do we
want to go to Todd for the last category.
Todd, it's all about Matthew Broderick. Are you ready?
Yes.
The clothing store his famous wife does ads for.
What is The Gap?
Yeah, and boy, oh boy, even though she's a horse face of the highest regard.
$1 for you, Todd.
Doesn't she just look so good in those ads with Lenny Kravitz?
She looks sexy in jeans.
She doesn't have the big ass, right?
I love watching Sarah Jessica in dungarees. All right, you're in control, Todd.
Broderick for two.
The country in which Matthew Broderick killed a man with his car.
What is Ireland?
That's right.
$2 for you, Todd. You're close. You could take the lead.
All regular listeners know this. And for three, the movie he starred in that proudly featured enemas.
What is Stepford Wives?
I love that scene in the Stepford Wives. Now, Phil, your chance to steal.
What is Biloxi Blues?
No.
Maybe no. Road to Wellville.
Road to Wellville.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, you knew, didn't you?
Wonderful movie. With no more odor than a hot biscuit.
And that's it.
And that's end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Now, who's got what here, Bobby?
Phil Clark of Sacramento finishes with $10. Todd has
$8. Bobby, I've never called you Bobby before.
Bobby Barker.
I like that.
Well, you can have a Barker bargain.
Guys, here's your category, and it really is a hard one today. Basement of the Science Building.
Ooh.
Good luck even trying to Google this one. You know the Star Wars DVDs are out. The Star Wars people are nutty. The current age of Mr. Star Wars, George Lucas. Current age of George Lucas, needed in the form of a question. Phil and Todd, good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Bob Barker collection of behind-the-scenes Prices Right pictures. Now, it takes a lot of preparation to put on a show like The Price is Right. And to look our best, We have to spend lots of time in our dressing rooms. And I've got all the pictures of all of us getting dressed. Some black and white, some in color, and some infrared. These prices right behind the scenes photos are exclusive and very, very dirty. Now back to Final Moments in Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
We got some upskirt stuff.
All of them, Rod took them before he passed.
What was the Law and Order that I saw a couple of weeks ago? A rerun about a kid that put a one of those little cameras in an actual toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as upskirt, though.
No, certainly doesn't.
Maybe it does.
Who's got?
What a conundrum.
Yeah. Who's got the lead here, Bob?
That would be Todd.
Okay, Todd. Todd, let's see. Final low-budget Jeopardy. Basement of the Science Building. Current age of Star Wars man George Lucas.
But it's
62. Mm.
No.
I'm sorry, that knocks you down to zero.
Phil, if you get it right, you're the big wiener, Phil.
I said, what is 61?
Oh, guys, no. All around it. George Lucas is 60.
Practically a little boy.
He's 60.
What a nice young man.
And that means it's the type of game that Todd Hughes will love.
That's right. No money.
Well, they're not giving away any money, so don't go away mad. Just go away, please. Phil and Todd, here is Bob Barker to tell you what you want. Bob.
First of all, I would like to remind everyone to have a good time this weekend, because the weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Joe.
And both of you have won an HBO Family Bonds prize pack. Meet the Evangelistas, the most outrageous, fun-loving, and wild real-life family of bounty hunters. Not actors, just characters. Sunday nights at 10, 9 Central, only on HBO. I want to say thank you to Todd and Phil. Thanks for coming on, but we're going to send you away now.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, guys. Have a good weekend. Thank you for listening. And Bob, as always, we stand behind you when these women come and make these allegations.
I have never done anything that any of those women didn't want me to do. And I don't get sci-fi. What's it all about?
I don't know.
I saw this film, I, Robot, and was totally confused.
Oh, the Will Smith movie?
I don't understand all these silly things going on. What happened to a good old Western?
You know, Will Smith's wife, she was in that movie with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, Collateral. That Jada Pinkett Smith. Boy, now you want to talk about an ass.
Yeah.
Rate her ass.
Oh, I give it a 10. She can play Pinko with me anytime she wants.
We got to break. Bob Barker?
Yes?
Always remember and never forget, Love It to Jeopardy is a production of
Moron Incorporated and is distributed by King World Television. I have to go. I'm having a stroke.
You know, the hand.
Yeah, the hand
went numb.
Yeah, it went in the middle of the program.
Scary. The hand went numb.
His talon.
The dead hand.
You heard Bob. He could catch fish out of a lake with that hand.
When we come back, we'll pick the pros until they stab.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want.
Wait, that's what I need.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
No shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, station break. Here we go. The Buffalo. 92.9. WBUF.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Take a plug for your restaurant. I pressed the wrong button, Mike.
Oh, good. It's Friday Fest night.
In Pittsburgh, WURP. In Houston, KIKK, and Tampa Bay, 1010, The Buzz, and
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
There you go.
Yeah, white shirts and short skirts night.
Hey now, it's time for Pick the Pros. Oh, I do love me this.
Yeah.
Rich Eisen from the NFL Channel, the NFL Network, I'll stop screwing that up. Channel 212 on direct.
Well, you live on that channel.
I do. Rich Eisen brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the movies and music that you love than Tower. And here he is now from California. Here is Rich Eisen. Hey, Rich.
How you guys doing?
What's happening?
I'm doing great, thank you.
We are thrilled. Oh, I got your fancy music. Let's wait.
Nice. Yeah, you've got the NFL Total Access theme music.
Yes,
it's the first. You're the first radio people that's ever busted that out.
And let me
congratulations.
Let me talk it right up.
Well, thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. Here is Rich Eisen.
Yeah, you got to hit the sting. Very well done.
Rich, we're glad that you're going to be with us throughout the football season.
Yes, my pleasure.
When we had you on, I don't know, a couple of months ago, I think I was pretty much in your prostate telling you how much I enjoyed you on ESPN. And I love the NFL channel, the NFL network,
mm-hmm.
and Channel 212. On
your DirecTV dial, yeah.
DirecTV. Here, before we pick the games, and I want to ask you about all the what you think are the biggest stories in the league, because you got the people on. It is a very precocious situation that you're in on that show.
Yes.
Because you work for the NFL, you're competing with all of the other shows.
You mean precarious?
Yeah. What did I say?
Yeah, I was about to. I didn't want to correct the host.
What did I say?
Precocious. One host corrected the other.
I've always felt that Rich Eisen is a precocious man.
Yes. There you
that
go.
Means
I'll
who's
take
maybe
that.
In a precarious situation.
Exactly. That means he's pretty.
Right. No, precocious. Well, precocious means he's just he's kind of a problem child.
Well, no, but or precocious can be lovable.
Saucy. Well, yeah, you could say he's a lovable, precocious little lad who's always getting into trouble.
Anyway,
maybe we can delve into his history soon.
What I was trying to say is he's got the job where, you know, for instance, you've got the Giants with Commandant Coughlin, who is fining these guys for showing up to meetings late, even though the guys are showing up. What he's saying is the meeting's at 1 o'clock, but really you got to be there at 5 till 1.
Sure.
And if you show up at 2 minutes until 1, he's going to fine you. So,
well, you know, it's just when my wife and I get ready, it's obvious, you know, sometimes I'll just give her a time that's earlier than I need her to be ready,
mm-hmm.
because that's a way to get her ready on time.
I think a lot of guys do that, absolutely.
But, you know, a lot of ladies do that for their men, too.
Sure.
That said, it's an interesting thing to be, not, I guess, you know, it's sort of, he's sort of pulling that with his players, but, that 1 o'clock means 12:55. That's
so
basically it. They apparently didn't, some of them didn't know that. They thought 1 o'clock meant 1 o'clock, and it doesn't mean that. And all that does is serve to, you know, I guess, show everybody who's boss, and that may also serve to antagonize.
Now, here's why you are precocious. And
yes.
why you are in a perilous situation where you're doing the show.
Precarious.
Right.
Is how do we criticize that?
Right.
When we're owned by the Maras and 1/32nd of us are owned by the Maras and the Tishes,
and
on the Giants.
And this is what's beautiful. The show that I watched last night, you're on with Lincoln Kennedy, who's one of the co-hosts.
Yes.
And Rich Eisen turns to him and says, hey, like it's matter of fact, last year when Bill Callahan lost control of the team, what happened? And this guy, Lincoln Kennedy, pretty much laid it out, said he lost control in week one, guys are doing whatever they want. So, Rich, I guess my opening question for you is how obviously you can be critical of the NFL and of situations and players,
right.
But they don't tell you, like, it's got to be all happiness and everything is
no,
great, right?
Not at all. I mean, we're here to talk about what people out there want to hear, you know? I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, we're not here with pom-poms and to say, yay, NFL, you know? I know there's a lot of people out there that think that, or have written about us saying that, you know, that coaches and people who offer access to the mainstream media, which we consider ourselves part of, will gravitate more towards what we're doing here, because we'll portray them in a positive sort of white knight sort of thing, but that's not what we do.
Well, then what is your take on the Coughlin situation in New York? Do you think, because when they talk about losing control, is he losing control? I mean, they won, they beat the Redskins last week, or is he gaining control?
Losing control, I just think that the media is, you know, was trained to look for strains between the coach and the marquee players, because he has a reputation for being overboard when it comes to being a disciplinarian and being a detailed-oriented person. I mean, you know, both feet have to be on the floor. You have to sit up. No sunglasses on the field. You know, that, you know, no cell phones. No, you know, sort of very meticulous in his demands of players and his own coaches too. You know,
is that going to work?
Well, I mean, we'll see, you know, and I know the Giants are basically going to kick back and let him do his thing because, I mean, shoot, they lost 8 games last year in a row to end the season. So they're going to let him do his thing, and you know, obviously what wasn't going on last year wasn't working, and they're going to try it this way. And right now, he definitely was in strained relations with Michael Strahan with the whole fining early for somebody being on time, you know, being early. And yet they won the game against the Redskins, turning the Redskins over 7 times, and Strahan gave the coach a game ball.
Which is weird.
We'll see. You know what I'm saying? I mean, winning does heal all issues, but we'll see.
Don't you think, and I asked this of Rich and Don, don't you guys think that really, in many cases in the NFL, that this style of coaching, to a degree, has been done by the successful coaches? You look at the Parcells situation.
Well, hold on. Let me ask Rich about this. You do a great thing on your show where you have the Bill Parcells news conference where they splice all the highlights together.
Yeah. Right.
And quite often he speaks
great.
About...
I mean, he could read the phone book and it's compelling to us.
Yeah, it's nothing about X's and O's with Parcells.
Right.
What else were you guys were talking about on your show that blew me away? I know, it was with Rod Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this, if you're a football fan, and I don't know how old you are, Rich. I'm 46.
35,
right. But still, you're a sports...
I'm precocious.
And you're a sports nut because you got the job.
And he's in a precarious situation.
Here's what Rod Woodson says is when he's playing for the Ravens, Weeb Eubank, I guess, passes away. And he says to the Ravens before the game, the coach, Ted Marchibroda, how many of you know who Weeb Eubank is?
Mm-hmm.
Out of like 50 guys, 4 guys hold their hands up.
Right.
4 guys... You mean to tell me you're playing in the NFL and you don't know who Weeb Eubank is? You don't
know? That doesn't surprise me at all.
You don't know about Joe Namath winning that game?
Yeah, does that surprise you?
It surprised me. And one of the things that Rich said on his show was that, I don't know which player you were talking to, but you said the truth. 10 years from now, no one's going to remember any of these guys that are playing now.
Absolutely.
That's what Parcells said at the end of his press conference, that he's, you know... he told all his players, 10, 15 years from now, people aren't going to know who you were either. You know, that's just the way things have gone. And, you know, a lot of people believe that, that erodes respect for the game if you don't take the time to know who's come before you. I guess that's the way in any endeavor, not just in the sports world, that if you don't take the time to know who is a pioneer or who is a great in your profession before you, then you can't really expect the respect.
I wonder sometimes if that might be the NFL's fault, because when you look at baseball, you know they seem to spend a lot more time looking at the Hall of Famers and the greats. And you know occasionally the NFL will throw some guys out on the field for, you know, the Hall of Fame game or something like that. But you don't see that as much.
But you know what?
That,
but Mike, that's
NFL.
Why you needed the NFL Network. I mean, I'm not kidding. Because Rich,
that's what I said at the end. I said, you know, you could keep track of all these people and stay current, as well as, you know, respect the history as you watch our network.
Watch the NFL Channel. Yes. They run all that great stuff, like
that's good.
The 1960s stuff, and even stuff earlier than that. When you're there, and I think when we had you on before, we asked you, you kind of took a risk taking this job at a fledgling network, you know, that was just starting up. Now that you're into it, how do you like it? Do you talk? Do you talk to your buddies that work in the industry at other places?
Sure.
And now,
yeah, I mean it's great. I mean we got. Picked up by Comcast,
right,
which was a major development for us because it instantly virtually doubled our distribution and allowed us to break the record for the fastest launch in the history of cable.
That's great.
You know, we're in 22 million homes in month 10, and
wow.
And no one had ever broken 20 million homes in their first year period.
Oh, and your commercials. Listen, not only is Rich in a commercial for Coors that has Julian Barbary in it,
wow.
He's also in maybe the funniest NFL commercial I've seen in a couple of years, the Newlywed Game one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
that
yet.
Well, wait to see the one that's coming out this weekend, because it's not just the... We're not going to run the same Newlywed commercial throughout the season. We're going to... We actually play the game with some of them.
And, here's the thing.
And this weekend's commercial is phenomenal. I just saw it, actually, about a half an hour ago. And it's pretty cool. It's fun, you know, and some players get to poke fun of themselves and their situation that they're in, and that's what it's all about. You know, we're here to have fun, but we're also... You know, we're also serious about, you know, as the commercial says, imagine the possibilities, you know, that we just have the access and we have the ability of getting you in touch with all facets of the game.
So how pissed,
that's what we're here to do.
How pissed are the other networks that, for instance, I know everybody, all these athletes, coaches, they all got their own schedules. It seems to me when I watch your show that I know you got producers that work this up in advance, but it's just like it's matter of fact. Oh, yeah, we're going to have the coach of the Bengals on today. And, oh, yeah, we're going to turn on the Buccaneers cam and talk to Tim Brown. And oh, yeah, you might be wondering what Warren Sapp is thinking about playing the Buccaneers. We'll go to Oakland. You guys do get that great access because of your deal with the league, right?
Well, it's not just that, though. It's just we have the time to devote to it, to be honest with you. You know, we not only have the access, but we've got the time to do it, too. You know, I mean, my former place of business, you know, ESPN, they have amazing access, too, because they are ESPN, and they've been around for now a quarter century, and players have come to expect from them, you know, what they're going to get, and they respect them, and, you know, they watch them all the time or have since they were like five. So, I mean, they're going to want to talk to ESPN and have no problem doing that, too. It's just that, you know, for an hour-long show, ESPN does not have the ability to just talk football. They've got to talk about the wild card and what's going on with the NHL lockout and things of that nature. And so, you know, we have the ability to devote an hour to it. And if that's what you're into, then that's what you're for.
I am, and a lot of people like you are, and I think it's a no-lose.
And
problem.
As a matter of fact, Rich, I know you do the show on the West Coast. You live in California.
Yeah.
Here we get it on the East Coast. It's on at 7. Then it's replayed at 10.
Yep.
And then
get it at 7, too. Yeah.
And then the next day, it's like Sports Center, you know, where it's on all morning. Here's the thing. What if you got someone like me who I watch it when I get home at about 7:30. I watch the last half hour. Then at 10 o'clock, I'll watch the first half hour.
I love it.
Okay?
That's what it's there for, man.
No, but here's the thing. I need more of a fix after that. It's like, how come you can't do a late night wrap up? How come you
are
can't?
Are you asking him to work
more?
What
are we wrapping up? Show you a video of Lovie Smith leaving the parking lot? You could do that.
Now Rich.
Yeah, there's parking lot cam for you if you want.
Yes, I would watch it.
Rich, I don't think you understand quite how obsessive Don is about the NFL.
For instance, I didn't mind you showed the feature this week about Brett Favre's golf classic. I'm a big Packers fan. We're on in Green Bay. The camera, it's one of those NFL cameras.
It. You're out there watching, man.
Of course. The camera's just on Brett Favre.
Have you thought about getting treatment for this?
Mike, I told you. I love football so much.
I know, but you're asking him, you want him to do an extra show?
I want a new show at 7 and a new show at 10.
A fresh show at 10.
I mean, sometimes we are here updating things when conditions warrant.
I know on Monday night you do a show before the football game.
Yeah,
and
we're on right after. There you go.
So
got you covered Monday. But there's stuff going on that you should know about.
Yes,
you know. And
you should know.
We are 2 hours leading up from 7 to 9 East Coast time, right up until Monday night, and then we're live for the hour right after with all the post game stuff. We got Terrell Davis sitting here with us. It's pretty neat, you know. We're ready to roll. It's our first full season. I can't believe it's almost week three at this point.
Please, Don, don't scare away Mr. Eisen.
I'm here to stay with you guys.
No, Rich, listen, you gotta know. I dig you. You're funny. You're good. The other day,
you just better be prepared to open your house up to Don when he comes to the West Coast.
All I know is that you put in jokes that like go by so fast that I don't even know that they're there. And I love the football stuff 24 hours a day. And I've been saying, I pray to God that there was an NFL channel, an NFL network. Well, you know, I'm looking at NBA TV, and I'm wondering, who the hell's watching this? Well, I want you to know something. I watch the NFL channel. I watch the NFL network.
Yeah.
I watch it. You're good. And everyone else should watch it,
well,
too.
Well, there you go. That's as great a pop as you could give.
Yeah.
You know, you watch it, and everyone else should. And, you know, and
as a matter of fact,
you know,
I love
great.
The... Is he sending you an envelope in the mail or something?
I love that.
10%.
No.
He gets 10%.
This is a football high for me. It's my annual football high.
We interview people all the time. I don't think I've seen you this excited in
giddy.
Quite some time.
Really. Well, you know why?
It's your thing.
Yeah, because I love football, and I do love this show.
You love football?
It's a good show. Rich, my wife, I've been married 23 years. She just went on a trip to Italy with her mom for two solid weeks. I could have gone. It was my vacation time. I chose not to go to Italy with my wife and my wonderful mother-in-law. You know why? Because I would have missed the first two weekends of the season.
Good choice.
Couldn't do it. Right.
There you go.
Good choice. I wholeheartedly endorse that,
good
maneuver.
Good enough.
Well done.
All right, let's pick five games, what we think are the five biggest games.
Yeah.
And we'll pick them, and then, you know, we'll just, it's just like, see who does good.
The same rules apply as in the past, that you and I do not do the commentary. We leave that to Mr. Eisen.
Yes, Rich, we have five games, and we'll just pick who's going to win. And Mike and I can only say the team. You're the only one that's allowed to pontificate.
If you care to.
I may have to remain impartial.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you pick the ones that
I can tell you what if I think your reasoning is faulty or not. How does that sound?
Okay, that's fine. Jacksonville at Tennessee. I don't see any way Tennessee loses this game. Mike?
I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Do you agree or disagree?
Is this like a Hollywood Squares, huh?
Okay.
I'll take Don and Mike for the block.
Right.
That's right.
We gave you a tough one to start with.
I'll agree.
Okay, how about this one?
Well, wait a minute. He agreed with who?
Well, I mean, you both...
We both picked Tennessee.
Oh, did you pick Tennessee? I thought you picked Jacksonville.
No way.
Right.
They're the... I'm sorry.
It'll
be
tough for Jacksonville to win on that.
You did pick Jacksonville.
No, I didn't. I said Tennessee.
Oh, I thought you said Jacksonville.
No, listen, I don't want to break the rule, but Jacksonville is the most overrated 2-0 team in the history of the league. Last year, they scored on a lucky last... Okay, never mind. How about this? Ravens at Cincinnati. I like the Ravens. I like the Ravens. How about you, Mike?
I like Cincinnati.
Rich?
I could see either way. I really could.
Huh.
But if you had to see one way, what would you see?
I can't. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could see the Ravens. It depends
on
which Ravens team
one.
Shows up. Is it the week one that they struggled offensively or the week two where they dominated?
All right, here's an easy one. Tampa Bay at Oakland. I think Oakland's going to kill Tampa Bay. Mike?
Man, there's so much going on with this game, with the with Warren Sapp, with John Gruden, with all that stuff.
I mean, I watched the Buccaneers game last week.
Mm-hmm.
That team looks, and no offense,
I think Tampa Bay. I do too, and I think Tampa Bay is just because of John Gruden going back to Oakland. I think they're gonna maybe get motivated and knock Oakland off.
All right, so you both will be wrong on that one, because I got the vibe from you, Rich, that you think Oakland will play this or Tampa Bay will play this one tough.
It's entirely I definitely do.
Hmm.
You know, they're 0-2. They're going to be desperate.
What about Green Bay at Indianapolis?
I have no clue on that one. I can't wait to watch that. I'll tell you that though.
Lifelong Packers fan, I have. It's in Indianapolis. If we were picking, like, if it counted, I would have to pick the Colts.
Ooh.
Mike.
I have to pick the Colts. And are you going with the Colts even though you're a Packer fan?
Yeah.
All right.
And Rich, will you even discuss the Monday night game? Dallas and the Redskins?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, it's, no offense again to everybody here in D.C., it's Dallas, like, by 14.
You really think so?
Wow. LeVar Arrington, you think?
Without LeVar Arrington?
And it's the Ramsey factor, right?
Yeah, right. You got
Clinton
Portis is the key, obviously. I mean, I'm not going out on a limb here. I mean, if that guy runs 25 times and runs it effectively, the Dallas will have a tough time winning on the road.
And, enough with the games. But we'll loosen you up as the year goes on. Before the end of the year, we'll have you giving us your lines on the game. You'll have, like,
that confuses me, that sort of talk.
I can understand that. Rich, you mentioned your wife, and this is where we just take a second to find out the personal stuff. How long have you been married?
I've been married for just a little over a year. She is somebody that you can see almost every weekend. She does sideline reporting for ABC Sports College Football. In fact, I think she might be going out to Maryland soon to do. I think that Georgia Tech Maryland game she'll be doing in a couple weeks.
Who is she?
Her name is Susie Schuster is her name.
Susie Schuster.
Schuster.
It rolls. It's very alliterative.
Wonderful. Susie Schuster. Now, shouldn't it be Susie Schuster hyphen Eisen?
There's no hyphen.
There's not a laugh.
It's a perfect television name. We can't mess with it.
Susie Schuster Eisen would be confusing.
So you have then the perfect. Because my question was going to be, my wife hates my schedule just being a guy that is season ticket holder for the Redskins, and I watch every game no matter when it's on. Always I watch it. Your wife must not get mad at you because she's off doing her own
business, my friend.
Her own thing.
Business, baby.
Right. Okay, and will you tell us one thing about all of the players that you've interviewed since the NFL Network has been on the air?
Yeah.
Who do you think has been the best, most revealing, the funniest player, and who's been the biggest dud?
Well, we haven't had a dud. I'll be honest with you. Hold on. Our funniest player is Brenton Buckner.
I agree, of the Carolina Panthers.
He's been, he's been great, and he's also going to be featured in one of our commercials later in the year. That's going to be great.
Good.
And I would say he's a talented player, and I would even pick him up for my fantasy team.
Well, Rich's probably not going to comment on it. What do you think?
I don't want to drop names on you guys, but I might
avoid seeing Tana Moss on my next show.
Well, I don't want to drop names on you guys, but Brian Urlacher's waiting for me.
Oh, all right. Get out of here. All right. That's Rich Eisen.
Good talking to you guys. We'll speak to you next week.
We'll see you next Friday.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Rich Eisen. Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
I'm not. He'll loosen up.
From the NFL channel.
Absolutely.
The NFL Network.
Sure.
Yeah. He had this guy Santana Moss on from the Jets yesterday.
Kind of dead.
He might as well have been talking to a dead guy.
Wow. Well, I was thinking as you were talking about it, that network is going to fly because, really, you're not the only guy that's out there that's a little obsessive. And when that's all you want to see, and you throw the other sports out the window, it's going to be perfect.
And I say to those of you listening for the first time, this guy, Eisen, he's going to be a project for us.
Yeah.
Just like Jim Nance was.
Is he not allowed to pick the games or what?
I think he's got that whole thing going about, you know, he's got to be impartial because he works for the league.
Okay. All right.
So we'll work on him on that.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, he's a pretty funny guy. And I think we can start some type of you're the man like we did with Nance.
Yeah, sure. It always works.
Remember, because Nance in the beginning was kind of soft-spoken and you know.
Right, absolutely.
We'll get Rich Eisen to rip his shirt off 1 week.
You remember towards the end, Nance was saying phrases like, go ahead and take the points.
Right.
He was,
You know, it's right, because Nance did start the same way with the whole picking thing. Come on.
I don't know, guys.
I mean, he can say which team he thinks is going to win.
Sure. Well, I think he did. He did say he thought Tampa Bay was going to beat Oakland.
I think so. I think he sort of said that.
I don't know. Well, Mike, we got to break them in. You know what I've always said.
Got to break the cult.
These football guys, they're just like wives.
Right.
We just got to break them in.
Absolutely.
Rich Eisen brought to you by Tower Records, Tower.com. The original Star Wars trilogy is out on DVD. Get it on sale at Tower and Tower.com. You save $20. Nobody has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower Records. Tower Records and Tower.com. Everything worth watching is here. And pleased to be watching Rich Eisen on NFL Total Access. 7 and 10 o'clock on the NFL Network.
And live at 10 o'clock if you have anything to say about it.
They should do 2 shows a night.
I know. Yeah, I don't know if you'd like that or not.
Because, dude, what, 3 shows a night? Yeah, because then they can have one to replay the following morning.
Yeah. We just have this just in. Somebody sneezed.
I'd watch it.
We go to the locker room.
Mike, I would watch
it. I know you would.
You know me, I'd watch it. I would watch it in a heartbeat.
Excellent.
I watch that channel all the time. Well, let's get him a couple of weeks to come out of his shell.
Well, guys like me, I kind of rely on the expertise of a guy like Rich Eisen to help me pick the games. I'm gonna look for more help next week.
Yeah, we need him to look see what he's got between his legs.
Absolutely.
Next week, that's...
Figuratively.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
Pick the game. And admit it, Santana Moss is the worst interview. I mean, I swear to God, it was like, hey, I'm Rich Eisen, we're here with Santana Moss. What's happening, Santana?
Right.
Yo.
Turn on the music. We're like,
yo, what happened?
You know, he's going, hey, I'm on Jets cam. Things look super out there. Tell me how they work. How's it feel to be 2-0, Santana?
Well, it feels pretty good, Rich.
Hey, that's fantastic, Santana. Tell me when you were running. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
The guy
like
was just sitting there, and he was. Oh, hold on! Don't do that. We got to do that for a phone scam.
All right. Yeah.
877-365-3636. I know we got too many elements going at once.
It's a lot. It's kind of crazy.
Very exciting.
It's kind of like the NFL. A lot going on.
We've got, okay, so everything is set. Let me just turn the music off. Just collect myself first.
You're excited. You get excited. I don't think I've ever seen you this excited. You're practically agitated.
Hello!
There, stimulated.
Let the lady from Miracle on 34th Street come.
Hello!
Well, you know, I'm fanatic about the NFL.
I know you are.
And we finally got a guy. We got.
And it's going to be great.
I know it will be. And I'm just. Why didn't he perform today the way that I know he can perform?
You keep romancing him. He'll come around.
It's gonna be great. And he is a funny guy, and he said a couple of funny things. We just scared him a little bit.
I know we did, and I scared him a little. I'm like the guy that comes on too strong.
It's going to be fine.
It's like, God, I wanted to go to third base with him on the first time
you
on the
did.
Show.
Yeah. And really, you should have done some light kissing.
I should have remembered that rule. No means no.
Yes. I will love him. I will squeeze him. I will call him George. But you know what? I believe he's with us whether he wants to be or not.
Oh, no, he signed the papers.
He signed the papers. He'll be with us all season.
Yes.
Next week, we just take more of a low-key approach with him.
I'll work, Mike. I'll take my meds next week before we advertise it on.
HTG. Play hard to get.
Yeah.
Here's Rich Eisen. He's okay.
Hey, Rich Eisen, this is Mike. Don doesn't want to speak with you.
I can't do that because when it comes to Rich Eisen, I'm easy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm easy.
And we're all going to watch the thing this week, and it'll be great.
Yeah. Watch the show, so like I'm not the only guy in America that watches the show.
I promise you, and I've shirked my responsibilities, and I will do that.
Okay, watch it anyway. That's Rich Eisen. I'm sorry that I came on so strong with him.
It's all right.
I feel like I've just come back from a high school date, and I've got a bruise mark on my wrist from the girl grabbing my hand saying, no, no. No, no, and still I try to push past the belt.
It's going to be fantastic.
Wow.
As you know, by
understand what I'm saying.
By Thanksgiving, everything's going to be great. Yeah.
Okay, call us right now for a phone scan at 877-365-3636.
Wear him down.
He's going to be fine.
I'm not worried about him.
You're
worried about me.
Fine. Yeah. You'll be calm.
We'll take your calls.
He's just a person.
Mike, he's more than that. Jason from the NFL Network.
Start with a little poetry.
Dear Rich.
No, please don't. You're going to make me sick.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life. Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentlepersons.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
I think
the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things we really can't have you using language like that on the air. And while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. La, la, la. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Thank you, Robin. There it is. Hi, Julia. Phone scan time at 877-365-3636. These are live on-screen telephone calls. And someone may get a trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
Because we've still not given away that trip.
Yeah, because we tried to have Joe, you know, with the Make Us Laugh thing. And
yesterday, and then we got all jammed up today. And then, I went too far with Rich Eisen.
No, you did not.
Well, I'm sure he's going to be spotting now.
It was, first of all, no one would know except you, and it doesn't matter. And second of all, it's going to get better. It's exactly like it was with Nancy at the beginning.
I know. Eventually, he'll be my man.
First date, he'll go all the way.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Mike, I just got to say, if Don's willing to give you 14 points and the Redskins, you got to eat that up and make some money off of this guy. That's ridiculous, backing Vinny Testaverde like that.
That's ridiculous. Yo, like this is a sports show.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, do you see me over here trying to figure out what he's talking about here?
I said,
you picked Dallas for this.
I said I thought Dallas would win by 14, yeah.
Well, you know, I've got another, really. I understand we're talking football, and it's the football season, but there still is a little thing we call the MLB, Major League Baseball, and I got to worry about my Red Sox and Yankees just for one last weekend, of course, before the playoffs, and just see what happens.
You have an appointment with the Grim Reaper.
I do.
The Yankees only have to win one more game, and you lose our bet.
Yeah, the Red Sox are probably going to the wild card. There's no question about that. Well, there's a little question. But right now, as far as our bet, it's looking very bleak. I believe one win by
the Yankees.
So it could be tonight.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I think if next Friday Buzz gives him a little sexy voice, he might loosen up earlier.
I'll talk to him if you want
me to. That always does help, because Buzz is so goddamn sexy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Turn down your radio, please.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're right here.
Radio boom fuckers. Isaac, Mike is rules.
Like the rules.
Like
that's funny.
That is funny. Now we're not doing Make Us Laugh. That would have won yesterday on Make Us Laugh.
I wonder if that's the guy that beat him up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you were not born. You were made in an NFL toy factory.
Okay, I should point out it's Friday.
Yes, it is, and hold on.
Okay, let's do it this way.
Oh, hold on, where is it?
You were not born, you were made in a toy factory.
Hello there. Don and Mike, phone scan. Hello.
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 The lady was scared she was late for church. She ran up, scampering up the stairs.
No.
Lady, what are you doing?
You don't just dive in and tell a joke.
For God's sakes.
Doesn't work that way.
Like Pearl Harbor all over again. Get out of here.
You got rules here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Women.
Hello.
Exactly.
I got this thing turned on right?
Yeah.
I believe I do. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Okay. Line. Oh, there you go. Line 8. Hi. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just got a quick question. I just want to know why BA doesn't have $100 for his football league as much as I see her down in Baltimore Street. And, Buzz, where's my weed?
That was...
It's a young man calling our producer a whore.
A whore.
A troublemaker.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That's not right.
Hello?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, Don, hey, Mike, Buzz, Joe.
Hi.
This is Honk for Cash Sid. Oh, you probably don't remember. You guys got a great, really smooth show today.
Oh. Was that a nickname?
Was that a nickname? What did he call himself, Robbie?
Honk for Cash Sid, whatever that is.
Yeah, that count as a nickname?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Sid? Did you cut me off? Anyway, I just wanted...
Yeah, there you go.
This is Honk for Cash Sid.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. No nicknames, please. Hello?
Hey, radio guys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Did you guys ever figure out the deal with Salman Rushdie, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and
Cat Stevens?
I think we did, yeah, that Cat Stevens was into the Salman Rushdie, the guy that wrote...
No, he actually, at the time, Cat Stevens agreed with the Ayatollah that Salman Rushdie should be executed for his book, The Satanic Verses.
Oh, I guess I got it backwards.
Yeah, that was his dark
period. That's a shock.
Yeah.
That's a shock, I got something backwards. Well, wait, hold on. So if Cat Stevens... Hold on. Was Cat Stevens good or bad back then?
Well, for the moment, we didn't agree with him at the time, because we generally don't kill people who write books.
He is. He has been known to support Islamic groups that are tied to terrorist organizations.
Gotcha. So he is a bad guy.
He's since renounced terrorism and violence.
Okay. And he was for or against the Ayatollah Khomeini?
He was for the Ayatollah, and he was supporting the Ayatollah when the Ayatollah called for the death of Salman Rushdie.
And now I finally remember who that dude is. That's the dude that wrote the book and had to hide.
Yes. Right. And he was always surrounded by security. And, and still is floating around and goes to, like, book parties and stuff like
and
that.
And
still alive.
And how come we're not, as long as we're looking for folk singers, how come we're not looking for Joan Baez?
Oh, she hasn't even been mentioned in any of this.
She's on the no-fly list, I'll bet.
Or Melanie. I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Or Donovan.
Donovan Mellow Yellow. Yeah. See, that's almost psychedelia. That's
yeah,
not,
that almost doesn't count as a folk singer.
Folk.
But Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh!
We have to keep them off our planes.
That is the all-time winner.
And they'll come out to Wolf Trap, and they'll bring all their traveling shows of idiots.
Hello.
I hate them.
Don and Mike, hello.
You hate everybody.
Hey, guys, I can't talk now. All my friends are coming over to play Fish Fight tonight.
And if you had it like, or if you read it incorrectly like I do, it's Fish Aid.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I got kind of a weird radio question for you. How is, what's a good wattage for an AM station?
A good wattage?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10.
Charlie.
I disagree. I would say even lower than that. I think you can get by on 3.
Mm-hmm.
A good solid 3-watt signal.
Or sometimes, you know, if we want to be honest, we're kidding, of course, 60, like the light bulb.
Right.
Make sure you reduce it at sundown.
Just unscrew it.
Why do you ask, sir?
Well, I was curious because in Salt Lake we have a 50,000 watt, and I didn't know if that was good or not. Oh. I've heard you bag on AM stations before.
No, listen, we bang on AM stations because we'd rather be on FM. The truth is, out in Salt Lake, it's like in Sacramento. We're on one of those stations that go, you can pick it up like in 5 different states.
What's the station that covers the Orioles around Washington, D.C.? I believe that's a 6-watt station. Based on my listening habits of this week, when I would never listen to that station, but I listened to it, and it really, I got, when I was listening to my beloved Boston Red Sox against the Baltimore Orioles, I got a better signal on WTIC
out of Hartford,
Connecticut.
Sure, than you did off WTEM.
Amazing.
No, you have better chance of just hearing it from the stadium.
But actually, to answer that question about, we don't like being on crappy AM stations,
right,
generally speaking. But if it's a crappy AM station that has a signal that covers everywhere,
right,
we found that people don't really care if it's AM or FM, as long as they get it real good and clear.
Remember, when we started on KB Radio, in Buffalo, you can pick it up down here.
Right.
It was one of those great signals.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I think the most powerful AM station in the country is KCJJ.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Our station in Iowa City, Iowa.
And that goes everywhere.
It's like 1630. As soon as it gets dark outside, you can hear it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up in my film.
We've actually gotten calls from Haiti on that station.
Well, we're number one in Haiti, Mike.
Yeah, we are.
And boy, all those hurricanes down there. But they still haven't stopped our listenership.
No, they haven't.
And we keep getting the Bowling for Dollars cards from Haiti.
Yeah, and they will still continue to listen once the power comes back on.
Hello, Donovan. Oh, wait, listen. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, hold on 1 second.
I should all those B batteries to Haiti for our listeners.
I wish that all the weather people would stop referring to the hurricanes like they are people. Because here's what I see. Tonight on News Channel 6, we'll have the latest with Charlie, Ivan, Lisa, and Matthew. Sounds to me like I'm watching an episode of Joey.
Yeah, I'm still blown away that we got another one. And isn't another one like doubling back and coming to get us?
Ivan has already come back,
right,
and is hitting Louisiana.
Amazing.
Gene, or is some dumb weather people call it Genie.
Or Mean Gene, I heard today.
Oh. Hey,
come on now. Hit the East Coast, Genie.
Hey, Genie.
There you go, Genie.
Larry Hagman.
Yeah. That's right, Genie. Jeannie's going to come up the coast, and then I'm going to put her back in the bottle.
Larry, you had a birthday this week.
That's right, and it was a naked day, and I wore my cowboy hat.
How old do you think Larry Hagman was?
78.
73.
73?
How many years since he got his liver transplant?
6. Jeannie?
9.
9.
9.
I got them both wrong, Jeannie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey,
hi.
Mike.
Hey, thanks for waiting.
I've been trying to call you guys for a couple weeks, so thank you for my iPod.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, good.
Since that time, I think you guys gave away green crayons one day.
Did we give away green crayons?
Maybe we did.
Anyway, and the other thing was...
Well, hold on. You lost me. You won an iPod.
I won an iPod.
You're happy about that.
Yeah, and then you called a bust on us for giving away crayons?
No, I was calling because I didn't get the crayons. So I think the iPod...
Wait a minute, when did we give away... Rob, when did we ever give away crayons?
Never did.
We never gave away crayons, sir. Never happened.
You guys are cleaning out the office supplies.
We may have given away some old Sharpies or something like that.
We gave away with green flares.
Green flare pens.
The big
difference between a flare pen and a crayon.
Sure, but still, would you rather have a crayon or a flare than an iPod?
No, I really like my iPod.
Okay,
then why did you bring up the crayons?
Because I got an iPod instead of the flare pen.
I don't get it.
Yeah, okay. You got an iPod instead of a crayon?
I hate to break this to you, but we're going to need that iPod back.
No, it'll be in the mail.
Thank you.
I'll be mailing it from Horville.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
The gift of gratitude.
Good luck, son.
See you later. Bye-bye.
It's like, hey, thanks a lot for that great prize.
And you know, there's only one song on that iPod, downloaded 3,000 times, Macarena.
That's right. He loves it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scan.
Question, Bat Brain.
Yeah.
When is a radio host the same as a homosexual?
When?
When he's in love with an NFL host.
Riddler. Trying to do just trying to do Riddler thing. Riddler. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gorshin.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. I want to go to Mexico.
Who doesn't, pal?
Juan. I want.
This is
I want to go to Mexico.
Oh,
this is a weird hour.
Nice Hello. Try, though. Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Sam Colfax. I'm looking for a boy named Larry. He has my matzo ball sandwich.
Man, they were ready today.
I'm Larry in the corner.
Matzo ball sandwich.
What do you want? What do you want? Hey, Larry, if you couldn't have a matzo ball sandwich, what would you really love to eat?
Oh, boy.
That's not funny.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike
no
Show.
Way.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon with the completely lame Corona.
Oh, God, everybody's calling with her.
The entertainers are calling.
All right, go ahead. I guess, because it's a groaner, go ahead.
What is Eddie Murphy's favorite dinosaur? A Tyrannosaurus Rex. Hello.
A Tyrannosaurus
Rex. Oh,
that was a groaner.
Not bad.
That counts.
That's a groaner.
That counts.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
You guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Hey, good. Hey, Mike, how's everything going in America?
How's everything going? What?
He said, how's everything going at O'Mara's?
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Sounds like an average.
Hey, Darren.
He sounds like an average customer.
Pull over.
What?
God.
Don, he made a siren sound and said, pull over.
Okay, well,
almighty.
I pulled the radio off to the side of the road.
Isn't that your general manager?
Yes. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
He's always bomb. He's fun.
He's good, though.
Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods. How are you doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
I was in Washington the other day, and I ran into the Hank's Look Around Cafe, and I ran into Rob's dad.
Is this true? Was your dad in Mike's restaurant, really?
Well, I'll agree just to let
yeah,
the story
down in downtown Washington.
Yeah. Look Around Cafe.
Yeah. The M Street location.
Oh, hold on. Are you calling us with a joke?
No. I saw it. It was Dr. Neil Clark Warren. I saw him.
Okay. All right.
Whatever. I'm sorry.
He didn't even have a silly voice.
Trying to be funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm
Dr. Neil Clark Warren.
They're rotating at random, and you talked over me. You ruined it. I find more. Yuck smash.
What's going on here?
Guy said I talked over him.
Well,
sorry.
See, I think everybody's got their prepared comedy ready to go.
It's okay with me. I mean, it's a good phone scan.
You need a decoder? I mean, what do you need?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
When that phone got answered and we heard we're here or there.
That made me laugh.
You just heard two more dead men.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. God, we are surrounded by dead people today.
Short wave interference.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just listening from Haiti, and I'm looking for a good place to eat. Where is Mike's Look Around Cafe?
Oh, God.
The Port-au-Prince location?
What? Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Calling us from a trailer or something. You're on the air. I mean, it really sounds like a tractor trailer.
It does.
Hello.
Yeah, you guys are there?
Yeah, we are here.
Yeah, I don't get you guys for the last hour in Portland, Oregon. I was wondering if you guys are still doing the Make Joe Laugh.
No, not today. No.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
You sure? Because it's funny.
I'm
sure it is.
Sure it is.
Are you sure?
Are you calling from a tractor or something like that?
No, this must be a bad connection.
Bad connection.
No, we hear machinery of some kind.
Are you calling us from the back of an ox cart?
A delivery driver, so
very
you must
good.
Be hearing that.
Yeah, okay. That must be it.
Okay.
No machinery.
See you.
See ya.
Goodbye.
It's kind of quaint in Portland, Oregon, the way they deliver out of oxen cart.
Goodbye, then. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I got a groaner for you.
No, we already had a guy.
Not allowed. We're not collecting them.
That's the groaner quota for today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I need your advice.
Yes.
I had a golf lesson this morning, and the golf teacher used that term that Rob really hates that people say. It rhymes with blot, blot.
What not?
Yes.
You have to basically disregard.
You got to fire him.
You have to disregard everything he's told you and fire him.
You got
to
fire him.
Mike, would you be my golf coach?
Absolutely, and I will not use the word whatnot.
God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. So how are you going to be his coach, Mike?
I can do it over the phone.
He didn't leave his information.
Oh, bastard.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's Rob's job title?
Whatnot.
Thank you.
Whatnot, boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Whatnot.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just think you guys really need to stop hanging up on me. This is James, and I am a cop. I am a cop!
Is that the same?
No, it's not. No. It's a guy that was doing prepared comedy.
Okay. I was wondering if it was the same guy from almost 4 hours ago when we started today's show.
And it should be pointed out some of the people doing prepared comedy have already begun their happy hour.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Radio God.
Hi there, phone scan.
Yes. Please for you to tell me when Mexico will have their Spanish-speaking phone line.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We do have a line from Mexico. But thank you for phrasing it the way that we talk. Pleased to be telling me this. Hello, Don and Mike show. Pleased to be speaking. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay.
I'm disappointed. You guys don't put anybody in the book anymore.
Listen, that's because everything's been going so good. Why you gotta screw it up?
How about that tool, though, who called and pretended to be a cop?
Well, if we'd had more time with him, he might have made the book. But you know what? Even that was entertaining.
And we had fun with him. And you know what? I think you might just be flirting to go into the book. I think what you want is for us to say, everybody else was okay, but you're going in the book. And you know what? You're not going in the book.
See, he knew that, and he hung up. He was like an S&M guy.
Gotcha. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, good person.
Hi, Vicker. You're on the air.
What's the good word?
The good word is
cheese.
Fun.
Cheese.
Hey, Don, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you work with a guy named Joe Armstrong or Jack Getty? Back in your old days?
No.
No.
No, I did not.
Thanks for asking.
I did not.
Well, he's talking about back in the days when you were an astronaut.
Say yes. Yes, that would be it.
It was Neil. It was Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong.
That's right. That was Neil Clark. Patrick Harris.
Neil Clark Warren, who was also an astronaut.
Good toucher, too. I'm Neil Clark Warren.
Here I go.
Doesn't the voice just sound like that?
Yeah,
no. I meet boys on eHarmony. Oh, there's no way that's true. He's an astronaut.
Hello.
Sure, in a parody.
Don and Mike.
Freak Me Friday.
Pardon me?
This be Freak Me Friday?
Is this what Friday?
Can this be Freak Me Friday?
Freak Me Friday.
Yes, it can. Yeah, sure it can.
What is your name, ma'am?
Mona.
Listen, darling, believe it or not, you're the last person on the phone scan.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, it is.
Mona, what are you, high, drunk? Right now?
I want to be spanked by Tony.
It's a man.
The guy. Are you a guy?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I just have to talk real low at work.
Uh-huh. You want to be spanked by me?
I want to be spanked by Tony.
By Bacardi Limon.
Bacardi the engineer?
Unfortunately, I've got to get home to my Bacardi Limon, you understand?
Yes, I know.
Now, listen, we have a trip to give away here, and you are going to have to be honest with us.
Okay.
And fess up. Are you a man or a woman?
No, I'm a woman.
And your name's Mona, really?
No.
What's your real...
She's being honest. Yeah. She senses that she may win a fabulous prize.
What's your real name?
My real name is Cynthia.
Cynthia. Where are you from, Cynthia?
Sacramento.
I'm still waiting.
Now, you might have a better chance of the prize if you stop whispering.
Cynthia?
Okay.
Cynthia?
Okay.
Are you really a woman?
Yes.
What is your dress size?
8.
Of course, in Sacramento, that's such a judgment call.
You guys need to stop.
Yes, we do.
She really is calling from Sacramento.
We need to stop what, darling?
Thinking that I'm a man, I'm at work.
No, she sounds. She's a woman. She's all woman.
Yeah. Listen, darling, are you ready for this? You're the last person on the phone scan, so you've won a trip to Mexico.
That's wonderful. I look forward to that. I'm excited. Thank you.
No, we need more than that. This is a trip to Mexico.
This is it with Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
She's so weird. There's a weird lady we're sending to Mexico.
Can't you squeal? Squeal real loud.
It's hard at work.
You're in the middle. It's your middle of your work day, isn't it?
I know.
Yes.
Come on. Will you please squeal like a pig, please, for the prize?
She's embarrassed. Can't you just yell to all your coworkers, I just won a trip to Mexico?
Okay, here goes.
Go for it.
I just won a trip to Mexico.
No,
Now would you scream to your coworkers, Don and Mike think I'm a man?
No.
You won't do that? Well, listen, whatever your name or gender is, you have indeed won the Cabo Wabo Meltdown Friday, October 8th through Sunday, the 10th of October. Round trip airfare. You stay at the beautiful Hotel Hacienda. You go to see Sammy Hagar Friday night and Saturday night, and then you go to Sammy's private recovery party on Sunday.
Wonderful.
Are you distracted by something?
Yes, I'm at work. It's so hard. Thank you, though.
Well, you were. It wasn't so important. Work wasn't so important that you didn't call us up.
I was surprised that I was going to be the last caller. I just wanted to sound sexy for you guys for the weekend.
Well done.
You wanted to
get
you.
Okay. Freaky Friday.
Thank you, Freaky Friday. Anyway, kind of like we were running a race, and now we just kind of limped to the end of it.
Well, unfortunately, you have to blame her. So you have to find blame for her, and you just got to remember where she's calling from.
Sacramento, capital of California.
I mean, really, even though you're in the middle, would you get fired if you really went bananas because you want a trip to Mexico?
No, she wouldn't. Of course not. Are you there, Cynthia?
Yes.
Cynthia, why don't you just scream real loud? You know, like someone who really won a prize.
Because I'm at work.
What kind of work do you do, Cynthia?
I'm a data entry operator.
Oh, BFD. Ah. Come on, honey. Let go with one. No. For God's sake, what time is it out there? It's 3:12, right?
Yes. You scream, say, I'm going to Mexico to meet Sammy Hagar.
Say it loud, though.
I already said it too loud.
No, she's not.
Jesus.
All right.
Sacramento.
Jesus Christ. I've got to work. I take my job seriously, but I'm calling the radio show in the middle of my job.
Brother. Come on.
Okay.
Give us...
Sorry I disappointed you.
Well, it's not the first time, Cynthia. We'll get over it. Will you scream, I'm a disappointment? I'm a bad radio contest winner?
I'm a bad radio contest winner.
Is there another co-worker around that we could talk to?
No.
Misplaced ideals, misplaced priorities.
Rob's going
misplaced
easy.
Intellect.
Easy, Rob.
So you're working by yourself?
She'll never be able to find the airport.
If you're working by yourself, what do you care if people hear you yell?
Because there's other people working in other areas that I'm not going to be able to walk to.
Darling, listen, my dear, you must understand, we are not trying to start a verbal war with you. We simply have a prize that's worth $3,000 or $4,000, and we'd like a little more than just a whispered thank you. Because there's some of us in this room whose type of language anymore. But let's be honest, she might be a guy. Mike, you were earlier correct when you said that guy wasn't a cop.
No, it's really a woman, but we need something. We need something. Cynthia, you're going to have to do something to make this work for us. What can you do? I lay it all on you, Cynthia. It's up to you. What are you going to do for us?
Boy, is that a mistake.
I know it is, Rob.
Jesus.
Do you really want to give me the trip, or should I pass it up?
I wish you'd pass.
Gee, Cynthia, maybe you should pass it up.
It's your choice. If you want to pass up the trip, we'll give it to somebody else who will scream.
Because even though you can't scream, you really don't sound that excited about it.
Do you even like Sammy Hagar?
No.
You don't?
Well, you know who Sammy Hagar is?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe someone else would be able to enjoy the trip more than you?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you know,
but I did find a coworker that will talk to you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But I'm going to renege on the trip.
You're going to renege on the trip?
You don't want the trip.
She doesn't want the prize. She wants to call and go, I want to spank you, though.
Right.
I bet she'd squeal if you got in a good argument with somebody, because that's what she likes.
That's what they would like.
Yes. Yeah, but she doesn't want a $4,000 vacation.
Put the coworker on.
Hold on.
Jesus. What a whacked out part of the United States.
Hello?
Well,
what is wrong?
Hello?
What is wrong with that lady that was just talking to us?
Is on the phone?
Pardon? What? Pardon?
Hi. I said it's Crazy Chris on the phone.
You're on the air on the Don and Mike radio show. This lady, that just called us, she won a trip, and she won't say yippee.
She doesn't seem to want it.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Put her back on.
They want you back.
Yeah, I see fish.
say.
You don't just see it.
Hello?
Yes.
Cynthia?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that we're cool.
Okay, we are cool.
We're not giving you the trip.
I understand.
And it's your choice. It's your choice, really?
No, it really is. My parents are ill at this time, and I'm more saddened that I can't go.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Well, that puts a damper on Freak Me
Goodbye,
Friday.
Goodbye, Cynthia. Yeah, hey, Cynthia, shouldn't you have been thinking about your sick parents before you before you called us and tried to get into an erotic call about Freaky Friday?
No, like I said, I was doing that. I like you guys, and I was doing that.
All right, don't worry. Cynthia, don't worry about it. We will part as friends, and we're sorry you're not going to enjoy the trip.
Cynthia?
Okay, thank you, though.
Rob, let her go. Rob. No. Don't be cruel to her anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
What, Rob?
She wants it.
Yeah. All
that's
right.
What she wants.
Go ahead.
I think she sucks, guys. I just want to say goodbye to her.
I think she sucks, too. I think
somebody else ought to win the trip, and we ought to say, bye, Cynthia.
Bye. Bye, then.
Bye.
Here's my only worry, because I live in this world that you guys sometimes have the luxury of not living in. I don't want to get the phone call on Monday from the lawyer saying, hey, the woman won the prize, and then even though she said no, she kind of really wanted the prize.
Well, let's find out. What is the legality.
Have to make sure legally, Cynthia, you have won this prize. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. Do you want it or not?
No, I cannot accept the prize at this time.
Okay, pound
I'm being
sand.
Sincere.
Pound sand.
Very good.
You stupid bitch.
All I wanted to know is how she caused the illness of her parents.
Okay.
Jesus. Wow.
Who wants to go?
Yeah,
I'm into Mexico.
I know.
I didn't even.
God.
Right here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Bo.
Of course, Bo. Bo, where are you from?
Escalon, California.
Bo, would you like to go to Mexico?
Yes.
We had to. Oh, boy. Buttons across the entire radio station just got. Well. Suffice it to say, we got the response we were looking for.
Yeah.
You just didn't get to hear. And Mike and Rob were now doing the
radio.
Was
strictly forbidden. One man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Well, you know what happened? We finally get a guy. We say to the guy, are you happy? Mike says, are you excited to win the trip?
Right.
The guy says something that indicates how happy he is, and every single dump button in the building was hit. So now we gave away the trip, but we can't get the guy back on the air because the phones are locked down.
Yeah, he was so excited he described a bodily function that resulted from his excitement of we can't broadcast it to you.
No.
But I think by saying that, you probably understand what he was saying. Right. Could be a variety of things.
That's
very clean.
That's the phone scam.
It was.
Although it's of all the things, I believe it's the most natural.
It's something that happens to us on a regular basis.
As a matter of fact, I got to go do it right now.
I've already done it.
Buzz?
Yes.
Boy, what a jerk face I am. I told Buzz before the show today.
Right.
I said, because we got Rich Eisen on at the set time, you're going to have like longer segments than usual.
It's not your fault.
No.
It is a young lady named Cynthia's fault.
Hold on, the phone is back on. Are you still there, guy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, dude, you can't say that on the radio. I know you're happy, but you can't say that.
Oh.
But you are excited, Mr. California guy.
I'm extremely happy.
Okay.
Excited.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Enjoy your time with Sammy Hagar.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. There we go.
Hold on. Hold on.
Of course, he had to throw those.
Hold on, please.
But wait a minute.
Something about it. Somebody in his family that was dying.
Yeah.
Buzz, what is your lead story today? Like, that's the way to save the conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
I mean, you've just given us 10 minutes of the worst radio in the world. Oh, well, my parents are ill.
Hey, my parents are dying. They're going to die this weekend. Will you spank me?
Freaky Friday.
I can't accept the prize.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments?
Today.
What?
Jesse Ventura, the ex-wrestler turned ex-governor, is refusing to vote this November.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
That lady was a bitch.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Christ, what happened today? That was very
professional.
Boy, am I glad Rich Eisen didn't hear that.
is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The garbage can. Don and Mike.
Right, right. On Westwood One, and we are heard every day in Portland, Maine. 970 WZAM. Baltimore. Live 105.7. In Warren, Ohio. NCR and Washington, D.C. We never mention. Our flagship station, 106.7 WJFK.
And at 970 WZAM up in Portland has one of those great signals, too. You can hear that all through the state. It's great.
It's got 40 watts.
It's fantastic. Soft light.
That's another thing that was funny during the phone scan.
Right, right.
The guy calls and says, what's a good wattage for a station? Well, you know, really, 50,000 watts is the best.
Yeah, 50,000 is the gold standard.
We're on some stations. Well, the station we're on in Houston, I think, is 250 watts.
But, you know, but don't be confused, because sometimes, if the wind is right...
Yeah, it's like the 250 turn into almost 300 watts.
Very exciting.
It's like a three-way bulb.
I think the mighty JFK is only about 22.5.
Really?
Yeah.
On a good day.
Yeah.
Time for Buzz's News now. Buzz brought to you by Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Send a call for a doctor.
A doctor developed, clinically tested, Viramax 1-888, try VMAX nationwide. Now, just a little truncated. Sorry about that. Here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura says he won't vote for either Bush or Kerry in the upcoming presidential election. Quote, if I vote for John Kerry, I'm going to get my taxes raised. A newsflash, taxes will go up no matter who wins. We have this war to pay for. Ventura also said he can't vote for Bush because of his opposition to stem cell research and gay marriage. The former governor made his remarks addressing the University of Illinois Union Board while wearing a T-shirt, a bandana, and a braided black beard.
It's great to be here at the University of Illinois.
That's right. He also said, and I quote, it scares me when a president says he won't support stem cell research because it goes against God. I have news for you, says Ventura. If you're waiting for God to cure Alzheimer's, then we are going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
And if you have Alzheimer's and you want to be, and you're gay and you want to get married under Bush, forget it.
Yeah, you're screwed. You might as well just get out of the country or something.
But then if you have Alzheimer's and you're gay and you want to get married, you probably wouldn't even remember the fact that Bush is against stem cell research and gay marriage.
Now that is funny.
Win-lose. So you're really doing it. It's kind of a win-win.
But some fierce...
Lose-win.
Some fierce alien warriors do have a preference in the upcoming election. They're Klingons and they vote. A Portland, Oregon newspaper went looking for Klingons to see how they will vote come November. They were easy to find. They were lined up outside a video store waiting for the DVD release of the new Star Trek documentary about its fans, Trekkies 2. There wasn't a single Bush supporter in the band of eight warriors outside Tower Records that day. Quoting one...
I don't know whether that makes me feel good or bad.
I know. You feel good, Mike.
Yeah.
The force is with you.
Super, live long and prosper.
Quoting one, a good war is based on honor, not deception. The first warrior, President Bush, deceived us all with this war.
Oh, is that coming from some guy in a Klingon suit?
Exactly.
Delicious.
Only 75% of the Klingons, though, favor Kerry. The other 25% say they plan to write in Satan.
Oh, I should tell you that, what's his name? The kid from Star Trek. Wesley Crusher.
Yeah, the guy that he was on the show years ago.
Right. I used to be on him like it was on Rich Eisen today when I was really hot for Star Trek.
Will Wheaton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we had him on the show, and he's funny. He was on the show about 10 times and would laugh.
Good sense of humor.
And actually, I have a picture of him on my wall at home where he actually writes, Dear Don, get a life. Nobody watches the show like you do. You know, it's like, it's a put down, but it's funny.
And if you didn't know him as Wesley Crusher, you probably remember the great movie Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah. Here's the funny thing.
What?
So this is, I don't know how many years it's been since we've had him on the show. Like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Out of the blue, at my home address, I get a copy of his book. He's written a book. Will Wheaton has written a book. It was one of those publisher copies. It's like a softback that doesn't have all the punctuation and everything fixed up.
Is it like, about Star Trek?
It's about, here's the saddest part. I'm going to bring it in and read it on the air.
All right.
He sent a personal note like, Don, no, you were always, you know, 10 years ago, was, hey, you're a jerk that watches the show.
Right.
Now I get a personal note from this guy saying, no, you're a big fan. Maybe I could come on the show. I read the book. The book is... how sad he is that now he's not on Star Trek.
Yeah.
His life has ended.
Oh,
and
let's get him.
And what a change it is, because when he was on Star Trek, he hated the fact that he was on Star Trek, and that's all the people knew him for, and now he's dying to be involved in Star Trek.
Because he hasn't worked.
Right.
Oh, that is sad.
Right.
What a bummer.
Yeah, so we got to get him. And I got to bring this book in. I have to, again, ask somebody legally if I can read this.
Oh, right.
I don't know if it's been published
yet. Think, yeah, if you credit it, I think you can.
Well, because I know...
As long as he doesn't take the trip to Mexico.
Uh-huh. That's right. Anyway, there you go. Shout out to Wesley Crusher. How you doing?
So, we had the Klingons. Now, at the other end of the radical fringe is our own Sumner Redstone, the head of Viacom and all things CBS.
Yeah, let's give him a round of applause.
Here he is right now.
Hello.
All right, Sumner. Faced with the biggest government fine ever imposed on a broadcasting company and faced with charges his news team aired phony documents about the president, the 100-year-old corporate executive gave his endorsement at a conference in Tokyo of George Bush. He said that although he's a liberal Democrat, Sumner says he's still backing W. Quoting him, "I vote for what's good for Viacom, deregulation, and so on," end quote. He's referring to a loosening of the rules that would allow him to own more TV and radio stations, something he hopes to get in spite of the indecency thing and the slamming the president thing.
Oh, okay.
What if he'll get good reception in his coffin?
After the break...
That was a joke, because he's our boss.
Of course.
In some regard. That was
of course,
a joke.
Yes, it
was
just a joke and nothing more.
Written for me by Buddy Sorrell.
Yeah, you didn't mean nothing by it.
No. When we come back...
Yeah, Buzz.
Mary Kay Letourneau marries the boy.
Oh, that's the teacher. Right.
Yeah.
The teacher.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
More buzz coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Paul's here and kids are headed for the bus.
Others are headed off to college.
A short one.
Well, a short bus wouldn't be good. Others are headed off to college. Or so.
They wouldn't be on a short bus.
No.
They may be declaring their independence, but you still want to stay connected.
And if you've got OnStar, you've got a cell phone built into your vehicle, ready to go!
Even when your cell phone battery is low, forgotten on the kitchen counter, or it's out of range.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
Voice-activated dialing, hands-free operation. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
It offers better connectivity in areas with limited cell phone reception because it has more broadcast power and an externally mounted antennae.
You know what's great?
What's that, Don?
You can use this even if your parents are ill.
Yes.
Yep. You would just, because it's voice activated, if you had just won a trip to Mexico but then declined it and really ruined a radio show, you would say, dial ill parents, mm-hmm. and boom, you'd be illin'. You'd get right through.
The Safe and Sound plan costs only $16.95 per month plus tax after the first year.
If you don't have OnStar Plus, press the blue button in your GM vehicle to find out more.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
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 This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Right, thank you, dude. I was alone. Beattle on the show next week.
Yes.
Dave Barry will be back.
I love him.
He's like the best guest that we ever get.
We had a blast with him one time.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny to think that someone as smart and funny as Dave Barry fits in on a dumb, stupid show like this.
He likes to slum around once in a while.
But he does. Also next week, the fat girl from American Idol, Diana DeGarmo.
Right.
Remember her? Mm-hmm. And, oh, the fat guys. The furniture guys next week.
Very good.
Cool. All of that. And now here's Buzz as we continue today's show. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, hey, you can have your Britney weddings and your Hilton weddings. Save me a seat at this one.
Okay.
Former teacher Mary Kay Letourneau says she will now marry the man for whom she went to prison.
Oh, boy.
She says she'll marry the man who was a 12-year-old boy the first time they made love.
The boy.
These days, she's back out of prison and ready to play mom.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Play mom to the two children she bore for her lover. The boy who put the stud in student went to court to stop the court order that forced Mary Kay to keep away.
They're having your reception at Chuck E. Cheese.
Mary Kay gives the details to Barbara Walters tonight on ABC's 2020.
Oh, boy.
Sara Lee, maker of delicious frozen desserts, has a new frozen treat. It's former Sara Lee executive James Dale Cockman of Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 71-year-old Jimmy Dale returned, or retired, rather, from Sara Lee and then vanished after he'd gone to meet some folks about buying an SUV. He turned up this week, rather ironically, frozen in a rented storage locker.
Oh, dear.
Police say it was a carjacking gone bad. Really bad.
Click, click.
They say Jimmy Dale probably suffocated because of the duct tape over his mouth and nose.
Nobody doesn't like Jimmy Dale.
The FBI, well, somebody didn't. The FBI tracked down the couple with the SUV.
Frozen treats.
If I had a three-year-old boy who'd beaten leukemia and he wanted to go to KFC for popcorn, I'd say, come on, buddy, let's go.
You mean the popcorn chicken?
Yeah. Well, yeah, apparently so. But that's what Michael Spur of England did for his boy after his son had beaten the illness that nearly killed him just 9 weeks ago. Father and son cruised through the local KFC drive-thru, got their bag of popcorn, and as Michael was driving away, he heard a choking sound.
It's got to be popcorn chicken. I don't think they sell...
This is one in England, so I can't say... All the story said from England was that it was popcorn, so maybe it was shrimp, maybe it was chicken, or being England, maybe it was popcorn.
It is popcorn, but it's a KFC, though, don't
it? Right. I mean, it would have to be popcorn... Well, there's only popcorn and shrimp.
I didn't want to make that assumption without knowing for sure.
Is popcorn central to the story?
Hold on.
Well, in a way, you know.
But let me just say, though, they do have something called popcorn chicken.
Yes, they do.
They have it at Popeyes as well. It's not just shrimp.
Do they have popcorn chicken at KFC?
I think so.
But, you know, if we're getting technical here, popcorn has kernels in it.
Most folks. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Like I said, they went to the drive-thru, they got the treat, whatever it was.
Right, it's the kid that beat leukemia.
Yes. Yeah. And so as Michael is driving away, as part of the celebration, he heard a choking sound. It was three-year-old Samuel again.
Oh, boy.
So Michael stopped the car, jumped out, climbed into the back, put his hand under the boy's mouth, and out popped two white plastic screws that apparently came with the snack from KFC. Mike says the manager told him it must have happened when they were installing the new machine for that snack.
Oh, boy.
Quoting Dad, this was the last thing we needed.
Oh, dear.
Is the boy okay?
He's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they shouldn't serve popcorn at KFC.
No, they shouldn't. Finally, when some Florida college students decided to put a stripper pole in their dorm room, it was just a fantasy. They'd say they didn't really think women would ever dance at the pole.
I imagine that's what I'm going to see if I do get the opportunity to check out my kid's dorm.
If you see that, you give him a high five for me.
So I'm going down south this weekend to see my son.
Filled with hope, despite their pessimism, they went to Home Depot and bought a pole for their on-campus apartment at the University of Jacksonville.
Okay, I was going to ask what the college was, but it was a Southern college.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
The boys mounted it on a carpeted stage they had built, and they put signs in their apartment window saying pole dancers wanted. That's when they found out if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, baby. Hi, baby.
At least a dozen co-eds competed for the $100 prize. The students watched and drank and snapped pictures.
Good heaven,
Many of the girls have now been ordered to get counseling.
Hello.
The boys were disciplined for lewd behavior and unauthorized construction on campus. They took down the pole and turned the stage into a ping pong table.
All right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I like that kid. Yeah.
Crazy kid.
No.
Crazy kid.
No.
Good night. Good night.
Just brief.
Just brief.
So we got to go.
We want to thank Rich Eisen.
Yeah, good guy.
NFL Network. NFL Total Access every night at 7 o'clock. Thank you to Rich
for being on the show.
That's it. I don't have to read anything else. Have a great, safe weekend. I love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. And good day to you, sir.
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 Please to be standing by for Ronald and Fez.
Yeah.
Coming next. Ron and Fez are next on WJFK, also on Live 105 and on 1010 The Buzz in Tampa Bay. And we will see you on Monday.
Adios.
All right, that's it. We'll see you. And you?
I declined the end of the show because my parents are sick.
That was a good phone scan today and today.
It sure was. Thank you, Cynthia.
That was a good one. We will see you on Monday.
Clean your ears.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
See you tomorrow.